When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
About Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, it's Friday, the 31st of October, year of our Lord, 2025. Well, some of us think of this day as Halloween, and others think of it as Reformation Day. We'll be talking about some really scary things today. And I'm not talking about what's on the movies. It's scary where our society has gone. And we do have a story about what censorship used to look like back in the good old days when the only thing you had to worry about was the way Hollywood was pushing the envelope. Today, censorship is about life and death issues. It's about the government controlling us. And so we're going to take a look at the history, a little bit of the history of film and a little bit of the history of censorship as well. And we're going to take a look at the Epstein effect. It's kind of interesting. The international press is all excited about Prince Andrew, the man formerly known as Prince. Seems to be happening a lot lately in the royal family. And what does it tell us about Trump? Maybe the royal family, with their long scandal history, maybe they have learned something that Trump has yet to learn. And we, of course, we're going to be talking about the nuclear testing that Trump wants to bring back. Yeah, you talk about something to be afraid of. Let's be afraid of that. Well, when we look at what is happening on this October the 31st, remember the broadcast by Orson Welles, The War of the Worlds? Well, we have the War of the Worldviews that has got a lot of people scared in the political arena, and that's up in New York with Mom Danny. And every time I look at that name, I have to think twice about how to pronounce it. Anyway, there's an interesting op-ed piece on Mises, and it says, and it's really the way I've been looking at this. I've been freaking out about this guy. He's like, by all means, elect him. And then watch his socialist laboratory at work. The mad laboratory of the socialists. What kind of monsters are going to come out of the socialist lab? Well, it'll be an example for everybody to see why you don't want socialism. What we always hear from these people is that, well, socialism's just never been done right. It's the way that we need to go. It's just the implementation has never worked. Well, he's got a lot of things that scare people to death on this Halloween. The GOP is absolutely horrified of this agenda of his. His policies are things like rent control. Oh, wait, haven't they already had that? Free public transportation. public transportation is so heavily subsidized in New York and other places at the expense of fees that they put on automobiles. Let's just show people what's really, pull back the curtain and show them what's really going on. Let's just make it totally free, right? Show them what's going on. And not economically viable, these policies. They'll lead to further economic hardship for New Yorkers. Although Mom Danny and his supporters are touting his proposals of rent control, more government housing, free bus transportation, free child care, and higher taxes on the wealthy. They say that's something new. They've actually been a part of the progressive socialist staple in American cities for more than half a century, especially in New York. Not surprisingly, the results of progressive rule have been predictably bad. And so, I'm actually, to combat him, the GOP has been running all these scare stories about his connections to George Soros. Okay, that's fine. That is something to be concerned about. But I'm a lot more concerned about the connections of Soros to the soy boy, Bessent, our Treasury Secretary, who might become the head of the Federal Reserve. And you go back and look at his connection with Soros. He was much more connected to Soros. They were joined at the hip when they destroyed the Bank of England. More than 8 years ago, I wrote that the socialists may talk of providing a better life for people, but their real goal is control. That's this author from Mises Institute. He said, to be a true believing socialist, once the socialist system is implemented, all is well. While the economists with whom I have associated for most of my professional life, an economy is a means to an end, that end being a better life for people. Socialists, however, disagree. He said, I wrote this 8 years ago. A socialist does not and will not see things this way. The end of socialism is not a higher living standard or even making life better for the poor, as much as socialists will talk about the well-being of poor people. No, the end of socialism is socialism, or to better put it, the idea of socialism. Once socialism is established, as it was in Venezuela or in the former USSR or Cuba, the social ideal has been met no matter what the actual outcome might be. This is true with nearly all government intervention into the economy, whether it is Trump's tariffs or Obamacare. The tariffs have had a devastating impact on the economy. No one in power cares about removing them. And oh, by the way, it's not, again, as I say over and over again, it's not even the tariffs. It's not even increased taxes. It's not even the form of taxation. It's the chaos and uncertainty and the fact that Trump has seized control to do it unilaterally. What many of them say is the unitary president. It's just the president acting as Caesar, as czar. I think the no kings thing would have been better to take that approach, because it also carries with it the idea of crossing the Rubicon and the end of a republic. And I think that is really what we're seeing here and have been seeing for a long time. Interestingly enough, the first person to take the title of Caesar was William Bennett, in the context of the drug war. The drug war has been used to jettison the Constitution and destroy the rule of law from its inception. It's not even an American idea. It's a United Nations agenda that Richard Nixon invoked and copied verbatim. They gave him the list. They told him which drugs to put in as Schedule 1, 2, 3, 4. And he signed the paper and turned in his homework. And it's been a horrific thing ever since, because it has been directly, it's a war on the Constitution. It's been very effective in terms of destroying the Constitution. It's not been effective at all in terms of stopping drugs, has it? Can anybody out there argue that there's been any practical solutions coming from the war on drugs? Absolutely not. But you can certainly see, without looking very hard, how it has transformed our society and given a green light to the government to do whatever it wishes, and now Trump is going to use it to go to actual war. It's insane. Anyway, the tariffs have had a devastating impact on the economy, but nobody in power cares about removing them. Likewise, with the so-called Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare, to even publicly question Obamacare is to be seen in some circles as being secular heresy. There's no doubt that Mom Danny will implement a number of failed measures when he becomes mayor of New York. The outcomes are predictable. But that will not matter to his political supporters or to his candidacy that has taken on the trappings of a cult. And we could say the same thing about Trump, that has taken on the trappings of a cult. And the results don't matter. The policies don't matter. The actions don't matter. Don't pay attention to that. If it's bad, it's because it's he got bad advice and he doesn't know any better. If it's bad, it's because other people did it. He didn't do it. It was those Democrat governors who did it, right? Here's another terrifying secret. This is the, and this guy, look at this guy's Halloween costume. Lance, can you pull up a picture of this? The terrifying secret of long-haired gym goer in a mask who entered a women's locker room. Now, I think what this guy did is scary. Okay, that's what he looks like without his costume. Scroll down there and you'll see what he looks like with his costume. There he is. There's his Halloween costume. Almost going as Cousinette, but not quite. But he's got the mask that everybody was supposed to wear, sunglasses, and a long curly wig, even though the guy has no hair. 44-year-old guy has been busted after allegedly disguised himself to secretly record women inside the changing room showers. I thought this was something that was an ideal of our schools, right? Let's put the boys in the girls' showers and the dressing rooms. And if you don't do that, Obama and Biden will cut the money to your schools. This is supposed to be a good thing. Had this guy get arrested.
You see, he's not mentally ill enough. He still realizes that he's still a man.
That's right. If he's doing it because he thought he was a woman, because he's totally crazy, that would be okay. He was arrested, and the guy's name is Shakundi Tati. Good name for somebody from Maryland, I guess. I think this guy maybe is not from here anyway.
The good old Tati family, staples of the Maryland scene.
But that first name kind of gives it away, I think. Maryland police locate him in a Planet Fitness women's locker room, dressed as a female. Wait a minute, I thought that was something that we aspired to for our children in government schools.
Dressed as a female is also a really loose way of describing it. This is dressed like some weird pervert that is going to try to do something to you.
Investigators say he disguised himself with a long black wig, blackout shades, and a mask before unsuspectingly entering the women's bathroom to commit the crime. He's been charged with two peeping Tom charges, along with two other counts of visual surveillance and prurient intent. So here you go. This is his Halloween. He didn't use a Halloween as an alibi. It was happening a little bit beforehand. This comes after a similar incident in Virginia when a transgender registered sex offender was accused of exposing himself. And he's been charged with indecent exposure, sex offender loitering near schools. Wait a minute. Sex offender loitering near schools. I thought schools and libraries, I thought that...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spend it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Was what our goal was, right? How is this?
Who would have thought the trans community is a bunch of deranged, sex-obsessed perverts?
there's a kind of double thing going on here. It's kind of like with abortion, right? It's a great thing, and it should be applauded and facilitated if you kill your own child. But if somebody shoots a pregnant woman and the baby dies, you're charged with murder. So this is what's really going on here, I guess.
One thing that you notice as time goes on is that the Troons operate on Tinkerbell logic. You have to be sitting there saying,
Troons?
I do. So there's a website that started out originally. It's called Something Awful. It was a forum board. It had its own large gaggle of trannies, and they affectionately called themselves Troons. They disappeared. That site basically doesn't exist in its former state. Troon is now basically a word that slips by the censors, but people only use it to make fun of them. So the people that used it, it's been taken from them.
So it's now pejorative.
Yeah, so Troons, trannies, Troon. But they operate on Tinkerbell logic. You have to sit there and continually affirm them. I do believe in Troons. I do believe in Troons. Yeah. And if you say you don't, they... oh, I'm dying.
Wow. Well, when you go back and look at what the guy's been charged
for these people.
Yeah, when he's been charged with indecent exposure, sex offender loitering near schools, and indecent liberties with children. These are all Democrat policies. This guy, how did he commit a crime? I don't know. And then in the UK, the guy that was a sex offender that got everybody so upset that they attacked the hotels where these migrants were being housed. Then people got a picture. I talked about this several days ago, maybe last week. People got pictures of him being released, and he was confused, and he kept trying to go back into the prison. But they insisted on releasing him and trying to put him on a train, which he didn't get on. He was later seen walking the streets of that town. And so this is all embarrassing for the government. They said it was all a mistake. Was it really? I mean, this kind of reminds me of the underwear bomber.
It definitely was a mistake.
And you had the lawyer Haskell, who was on his way back to the U.S., and he was sitting there in the waiting area with his wife, and he saw this guy dressed very nicely in a suit with a bum. And that got his attention, and he's watching to see what's going on. And the guy takes the bum up, and the bum's not doing anything at all, and kind of out of it. I mean, it looked like he was drugged or drunk or something like that. And it was the guy in the suit that was doing all the talking to the person to get a ticket for him or to get him boarded. And so he kept an eye on this guy. He thought, that's really suspicious. Haskell's a lawyer. And this is the guy that turned out to be the underwear bomber. And Haskell came on our show and talked about it, and he wanted to testify at the trial. And the defense counsel was going to have him testify. But basically the defense counsel was using Haskell's testimony to show that this was a government setup. The underwear bomber was a government setup. He's going to use his testimony to basically get a plea bargain deal for this guy, which is what he did. And so Haskell was really upset that he wasn't able to testify. He was primed and ready to go to shut down this whole narrative, because they immediately used the underwear bomber to say, that's it. You know, we're going to roll out body scanners and do pat downs, all the rest of the stuff. And they did that right at Christmas time. And they were ready. They had the machines manufactured, warehoused, ready to roll out. And then came along the underwear bomber, a false flag if ever there was one. Anyway, Haskell then left the country. He's living in another country now because he's on their radar. I think it's probably pretty wise, actually. A convicted sex migrant offender was mistakenly freed from prison. No, he wasn't. Now, to update the story, he's been given 500 pounds of public money. So not only did they release him, to his confusion and the amazement of the people in that area, but now they're giving him $500. This is a system that allowed a convicted sex offender to go free, endangering the public and using taxpayer money now to fix this and to cover up their problem. Officials say the discretionary operational payment, that's what they call it, discretionary operational payment of 500 pounds was paid to him immediately before his removal in order to avoid costly delays following his threats to obstruct or legally challenge deportation. Importantly, the Home Office says this was not the formal facilitated returns scheme, which can pay money to foreign offenders who leave without fighting the decision. Instead, the system simply paid to make their mistakes go away. It wasn't necessarily their mistake. And we look at what is happening in the UK. I just have to say,
I think it's incredibly telling that the UK government treats these sex offending asylum seekers better than our government treats us generally. They're just like, oh, you're free to go. Here's $500.
Yes.
How many of you in the audience think if you were involved with the government in some kind of legal dispute, that's how it would turn out?
That's
for
right.
Whatever. You get a speeding ticket. They're not going to be that kind. They're not going to pat you on the back and be like, oh, it's all right, buddy. You know what? Here's $500. Scamper along.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah. It's not just the sex offenders. People and neighborhoods in the UK can't even go outside without being attacked by these wonderful migrants that have come in, being stabbed. Here's one example of this. This man who was stabbed.
Someone's being stabbed here, babe. I can't take it.
Look at that, he's there. He's a garbage collector. And every morning he would walk with his dog. While he was walking with his dog, this guy came up to him and stabbed him and killed him. And there's been many such stabbings in the UK. As one person put out on a meme, they said, diversity is our strength. They show this guy with a very large knife threatening somebody inside of a car with the windows rolled up.
He's got the Mall Ninja special.
Yeah, and other people commenting on it said, yeah, why is it, if Islam is a religion of peace, why is it that the Christmas markets need to have security barriers and you don't need to have those outside of mosques? Why is that, I wonder? Yeah, well, that's the reality of what is happening there.
It never ceases to amaze me how they will still deny reality up until a Muslim is stabbing you in the chest. No. They're peaceful, they're loving, they're friendly. It's a religion of peace. It just so happens. It's just random that there's just a much higher percentage of Muslims that commit violence. Mm-hmm. It's just misunderstanding. It's a misinterpretation of the Quran and all those passages about killing the infidel.
I remember the case in the UK where this Muslim began stabbing this guy, and because he was, I forget what the altercation was, but it was a verbal altercation, and the Muslim started stabbing this guy, but he had like a butter knife, so he didn't kill the guy, but he was stabbing him. But while he was on the ground, he had two other Muslims come up and start kicking the guy. They got away. The guy who was stabbing him with a butter knife was apprehended, and the judge apologized to him for his mental anguish of
being
assaulted.
You were put under grievous mental anguish.
Yes.
Very. I was.
Meanwhile, the other guy who said stuff is going to jail.
Yeah, I think the guy damaged the Quran or something like that, or said something about the Quran. Anyway, it's something that should definitely be legal, but that Muslims object to.
Once again, words are violence to these people, and they're, you know, any protected class. If you criticize that or that counts as assault to them, essentially.
That's right.
Well, yeah, there's a great graph that shows how, as the percentage of Muslims in a country increases, the peacefulness of the Muslims goes down. And that's a consistent pattern in every country throughout history. Mm-hmm. They start out as a peaceful minority, and then as they become more and more of a majority, they enforce the Sharia stuff and violence.
Yeah, you have to have a certain critical mass before a culture is enforced. Bottom line is that is their culture. And if just a couple of them come in, one or two of them come in, they are going to be in the culture that is already there. But when they get a certain critical mass, then it's their culture that will dominate.
Yeah, you can see that in things just as simple as, you know, Chinatowns.
Yeah.
Any large enough city basically has a Chinatown. Mm-hmm. You go there and it's nothing but Asian shops, Asian food stalls, Asian everything.
That's
and you realize this is an entirely different world.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, you take one step the other way. This is normal America. There's your standard fare. In here, this is a small version of wherever they came from, whether it's China, Japan, Korea. It is a small version. And you really, you know, it's okay when it's the Asians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little bit, oh, like, this is odd. You know, they've got their own section of the city over here that's just theirs. It's kind of odd.
We've got some great restaurants in here. Look.
Yeah, it's like, it's not a big deal. It leads to problems still, but they're manageable. When it's a Muslim section, it becomes a no-go zone. It becomes a place that burns itself down regularly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and of course, when you look at Minnesota, where Ilhan Omar is, there they don't have Little China. They have Little Mogadishu, which is not what you want.
Black Hawk Down always made me want to visit Mogadishu.
Yeah, well, we're still visiting Mogadishu. There's bombing runs that are happening constantly. You probably didn't know that because the press doesn't really report it. But yeah, that's our war machine. That's what America exports. We don't export products anymore unless they're bombs. Our products will be delivered via the air. So, New York, and what's going to happen with Mom Danny? Well, here's a cautionary tale. This is from Free Thought Project, Matagoras. Child predators and murderers go free in New York as an innocent man is rotting in jail for building his own gun. He says they call them ghost guns so they can scare the normies out there. So, yeah, we'll talk about ghost guns here on Halloween. The only thing spooky here is a state that punishes peaceful hobbyists rather than child predators. Dexter Taylor is not a warlord. He's not a gangster, a gun runner, or a killer. He's a software engineer from Brooklyn who likes to build things. He liked building firearms at home, but not in New York. You're not allowed to do that. For the so-called crime of constructing unregistered firearms in his apartment, Dexter Taylor is now serving, guess what the sentence is? 10 years in prison. He harmed no one.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
He sold nothing. He committed no violence. He didn't fire the guns, even. His real offense? Daring to be self-sufficient in a state that demands dependency. That's exactly right. They call them ghost guns because when you're out of real arguments, slapping a scary name on a piece of plastic is a great way to terrify the public into compliance. You know, we have assault rifles and ghost guns. Are you afraid yet? In reality, Taylor has a collection of firearm parts, kits, and unfinished receivers. Victimless hardware that Big Brother finds intolerable. So they came down on him like he was El Chapo with a 3D printer. New York Police Department's field intelligence team, this is a question, how did they find out that he even had it? Raided his apartment, seizing parts for an AR-15-style rifles, handguns, and ammunition. No evidence that he ever used them, no sale records, no threat, just a guy with a 3D printer, a workbench, and too much independence for the comfort of the state. In May 2024, Taylor was convicted on 11 counts related to criminal weapons possession. His sentence, 10 years. That's longer than many violent criminals will ever see, including child rapists. Even if you get these people. Again, when you look at the system, it didn't start with a cover-up of the Epstein documents, of course. It's been going on for a long time. The statute of limitations for child rape, for pedophilia, is one of the shortest that's out there, typically only about 3 years. And that is put in there by our corrupt, degenerate lawmakers put in and kept in there because they want to cover up for this crime. He says, let's put this in perspective. In the same state that locked Taylor away for a hobby, violent criminals and predators routinely walk free. According to a Fox 5 New York investigation, New York City judges release defendants charged with serious violent crimes 85% of the time. That includes assaults, rapes, and homicides. So if somebody does an actual assault, they get released from prison. But if they've got a so-called assault rifle that they didn't use against anybody, you're going to go to jail for a long time in New York. One man was released after sexually abusing 5 victims, including children. Another one flung feces at a woman on the subway. He got probation. Meanwhile, Dexter Taylor built a gun, not used, not fired, not sold, and got a decade behind bars. But hey, he didn't ask permission. And that's the entire point. Remember the Mises story, they said that socialism is not about improving people's material lives as they promise. It's simply about control. And that's what this is about as well. This is New York, the state of New York, the current state of the machine. The state doesn't punish danger. The state punishes defiance. You can shatter someone's skull and get supervised release, but build an AR at home and suddenly you are the Grim Reaper of Bushwick. Taylor's real crime was not endangering society. It was building something that the state couldn't track, license, or control. And I got to say that my time in traffic court, because I've been there many times, if I get into something with the police, I take them to court. And I think, I don't know what the situation is here in Tennessee. I haven't had to do that yet. But in Texas, you always had the right to jury trial. And I would always demand my jury trial. And they would always cave. By the way, if you're in Texas, that's a very effective strategy. Hold firm on that jury trial. That's your negotiation. That's the one thing they do not want to have to go through. They don't want to have to go through that hassle. So I was kind of disappointed because a couple of these cases, I really wanted to talk to the jury about it. But anyway, I wanted to get a jury nullification of some of this stuff. But when I sit there and watch what's going on in the court, I've seen over and over again people who were dead drunk and people who had a long rap sheet of drunk driving convictions let go by the judge because he's got a job. One of them was an airline pilot, and this alcoholic had a lawyer who told him if you give him a drunk driving conviction, that's the end of his career. So the judge just said, okay, we'll let this go. But then you see people who are driving without a license and they throw the book at them because it's not about endangerment. It's about defiance. So the law of the land is clear, said Taylor in court, and I'd like to have my conviction reversed. And it is because you've had, and I forget the activist. Who was the activist that was in Austin about the 3D guns? He took it all the way.
Cody Wilson?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. He fought this, and he got the 3D gun printing instructions and everything are protected under the First Amendment. They said that's free speech. You can't ban that. And so this kind of stuff is an attack on both the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Second Amendment does not end at the gun store. It doesn't say shall not be infringed unless the parts are shipped in a box and don't have a serial number. But in states like New York, that clause is treated like a relic, something to be ignored if not openly marked. As a matter of fact, one judge even told Taylor, the guy who is going to be in jail for 10 years for 3D printing of guns, he said, the Second Amendment doesn't exist in my courtroom. Isn't that amazing? I guess, unlike everybody else in government, this judge did not swear to uphold the Constitution. Or he'd be committing perjury when he did that swearing-in statement. The lines should chill anybody who is still clinging to the illusion that constitutional protections apply equally across state lines. A self-reliant, well-armed citizenry doesn't need the state, and that is what truly terrifies the state. They do not want you independent.
And let's remember, this is a judge that had to swear to uphold the Constitution in order to get his office.
That's right. That's right.
So this is the judge committing perjury, or admitting that when he committed perjury when he swore to it.
Yes. Well, another gun case, you have a gun rights group, the National Rifle Association, NRA, as a matter of fact, claiming that a lower court decision defies a major First Amendment victory of the Supreme Court. This is Caitlin Richardson. After scoring a major First Amendment victory at the Supreme Court, the NRA is returning to the justices with a request to reverse a lower court ruling that they claim defies the Supreme Court's decision. The Supreme Court allowed the NRA's First Amendment claim to move forward last year, finding the group plausibly alleged former superintendent of New York again, the New York Department of Financial Services, Maria Vullo, violated their rights by pressuring banks and insurance companies to not do business with them. You see, yet again, not just with the gun instructions and things going over the internet, but also in terms of New York taking the lead and demanding that banks punish people who sell guns and who manufacture guns, or in this particular case, the NRA that talks about guns. And so when you look at the Bill of Rights, it kind of all hangs together in the words of Benjamin Franklin. The Bill of Rights either hang together or they hang separately. And when you look at jurisdictions like New York that are dead set against human rights and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, you'll constantly see them coming after multiple things, violating the First Amendment along with the Second Amendment, or violating the First and Second along with the Fourth Amendment, due process violations, all the rest of this stuff. So the superintendent of the New York Department of Financial Services, her name is Vullo. The Second Court of Appeals said in July that she should not face legal consequences because her actions did not violate a right that was clearly established at the time. Well, it was clearly established in the Constitution as well as in a Supreme Court decision. So the Second Court said that she could not be held responsible for this, that she has immunity. The NRA disagrees and is taking this back to the Supreme Court, saying here is a state official who is violating your ruling. The government officials are arguing they cannot be held accountable, claiming that their status entitles them to qualified immunity. They should not be held to a lower standard. They should be held to a higher standard because, as we were just saying in the previous situation with that judge, they have to swear to uphold the Constitution as a condition of their office. And there's a reason for that. The NRA's CEO says the NRA has filed a petition for writ of cert requesting that the Supreme Court let them know when there can be consequences for leveraging power to harm those who disagree with their policies. The NRA initially sued Vullo in 2018 over what they said was a campaign of selective prosecution, backroom exhortations, and public threats. This has long been the dream of New York State. They wanted banks to, it was Operation Choke Point during the Obama administration, and New York took the lead and said, we're going to create a specific code that will identify firearm retailers. So instead of just being a retail store, you're going to be a firearm retailer. That way we can get banks to deplatform them. It's just another tactic of Operation Choke Point. 6 decades ago, this court held that the government entity threat of invoking legal sanctions and other means of coercion against a third party to achieve the suppression of disfavored speech violates the First Amendment, wrote Justice Sonia Sotomayor in the court's 2024 opinion. So this is not even a conservative judge. Today, the court reaffirms what it said then. Government officials cannot attempt to coerce private parties in order to punish or suppress views that the government disfavors. So the Second Circuit's ruling conflicts with the precedent of the Supreme Court and of other circuit courts on the limits of qualified immunity. So we'll see what happens with that.
The entire argument is ridiculous that it wasn't clearly established because the Supreme Court hadn't stayed on it. The Supreme Court states what the Constitution says when they're doing their job correctly. Mm-hmm. It's not that the Supreme Court decides things. They just are supposed to uphold the Constitution. Oh, I'm sorry. We hadn't clearly...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Stated what the Constitution already clearly states.
I agree. The problem is the way our system operates, it is a far bigger infraction to disobey the Supreme Court than it is to disobey the Constitution. And that's what they're appealing to, is that bias within the judicial system. And when you look at, again, the means versus the ends, kudos to Sotomayor in terms of saying we're not going to punish people for having, of course, she hasn't said that in the context of this, but using the government to punish disfavored speech. It'll be interesting to see if she can go along, if they give it a hearing. It'll be interesting to see how they look at this, because so many times your personal preference or prejudice or whatever, in other words, she's not going to like guns. Will she allow this principle of the government not punishing disfavored speech to stand when the government wants to punish something that she does not favor, guns? This is always the issue. It's never really about the end. You know, when you look at this, the means is always far more important than the end. More than 7,000 truckers are reportedly sidelined for English proficiency violations. Texas carriers say the English language tests are hitting their bilingual fleets the hardest. You know, interestingly enough, in this article, we see that there are more non-English speaking truck drivers getting licenses in Texas than in California. Texas has got a bigger problem.
I also don't think these people really understand what bilingual means, if that's wiping out their bilingual fleet.
Well, they didn't say what languages they speak. Maybe they speak, you know, Spanish and German. It's just English they don't speak.
Maybe they're spelling that B-Y-E, as in goodbye, English.
Bye, so long, can't drive here anymore.
They mean bye, English truckers, B-Y-E. Goodbye, English, we're going to speak whatever we want. We can't read the signs, we can't. Anyway, so only about 10% of them that are out there, more than 7,000 commercial truck drivers have been placed out of service this year. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy is announcing, he announced this yesterday on Twitter. Well, so I guess this is, you can look at this, is the glass half full or half empty? Well, in this case, is the glass 10% empty or is it, whatever, I mean, it's, or is it 90% full? So 7,000, but they've been saying that it's between 60 and 70,000 that have been given these non-domiciled commercial driver's licenses. Why in the world would you ever issue something like that? That is kind of an oxymoron in and of itself. But Texas is the largest, not California. Since 2015, Texas has issued more than 3.2 million commercial driver's licenses, including 52,000 to non-domiciled drivers. In 2024, Texas issued 6,265 CDLs to non-citizens. So they've just about carved back what Texas did just last year. Texas, the Republican state. So as we look at the horror that is coming up with the cutting off of food stamps and the responses that people have all over social media, this is a WND story collecting a lot of different videos and statements that people have made on social media about how they're going to go out and just take whatever they want off of these store shelves because now they're entitled to do it since they don't get the government welfare payments of SNAP. Get out there and ravish, said a woman who said she's out of food stamps, and she shows off the stolen goods and urges other people to steal at will and also to infiltrate churches for cash. You go to the churches, you shake them down for cash, she says, and if they don't pony up, then you film it and you put it up on social media because, you know, these people may not be able to afford food, but they certainly have their phones, their iPhones, right?
Mm.
Got my Obama phone here.
One thing to notice in this picture of the woman, there's a car seat in the back of her car. She has a child. This woman has a child, and she is going to raise them in this mentality.
Yeah.
There are generations that have grown up feeling this exact way, and it's not slowing down.
That's right.
This entitlement. Oh, I'm entitled to this money. You give me the free money, and if you don't, I'm going to start stealing. I'm going to start looting. I'll burn down whatever I want. This is
somebody who's been thoroughly indoctrinated by the New York Times 1619 Project, because she explains all this in the sense that, well, evil white men have stolen everything, so we just need to steal it back. That's the basic premise of what she's saying here. She said, whether or not you take it, she said, everything out here is yours, whether or not you take it. Call that excellent free will. I call that eminent domain. You know what I'm saying? One thing I learned from the white man is just take it. I don't give an F who's already sitting there. I don't give an F if your land was already established. It's mine now. I want it. This is what we should be preaching in the land to the effing masses, she said. So this is why we did not play the clip, because it's it'd take us too much time to beep out her language. Act more like a,
it's not some intellectually stimulating conversation. You're not going to get anything else out of it by seeing the intellectual titan deliver her speech herself.
That's right. This is all pure 1619 CRT stuff and racism. Act more like a white man. Take it for yourself. You won't be worried about who don't got it. You see what I'm saying? Get out there and ravish. Last but not least, go into that church and infiltrate. Don't be stupid. Get in there. Ask them for some rent money. Ask them for some help. You've been tithing. Say your lights is off. You need a stipend. You need some food. Go to the church. If the pastor don't help you out, blast him on social media. Quickest way to F up the church's money is to ask for some. Let's band together and take these mother effing markets down, she said. One man urged people to steal, irrespective of their financial aid being cut off. He said, in light of the government cutting SNAP benefits, November 1st, I want to remind everybody that stealing is never wrong. Stealing from multi-billion dollar businesses is always okay, if not encouraged. Five-finger discount is what he's pushing. Well, at the same time that I don't support welfare. I think it's harmful for the recipients in the long term. But there's always a way to cut these things back and to offer some kind of assistance to the people who want it. And understand that, you know, these systems that have been ingrained into us, just like the global system and the distributed supply chains, which I think are an unhealthy thing for America and it needs to be changed. But you don't go in and just rip that out all at once. I mean, that's like trying to take off a heavily embroidered logo and you're just going to rip it out because the fabric that it was embroidered on is really no longer there. And so it's going to be done carefully and gradually. And there's not any sense of that within this administration especially. And when you look at what is happening with the airlines as we start to come to the busiest travel day of the year, a lot of airlines now are feeding the air traffic controllers. This is just not a one-off. They're talking about the fact these people are really struggling without having a paycheck. The last time we had a long government shutdown that lasted about a month, it was the air traffic controllers that brought the government to its knees because they started calling in sick because they weren't getting paid. So now you've got United Airlines, you've got Delta Airlines, and many others are donating meals for air traffic controllers and other federal workers whose pay is delayed. We appreciate the hardworking federal employees who are keeping the air travel system running, said United. They said that they are feeding workers at the airline's hubs across the country, including Chicago, Denver, Houston, L.A., Newark, San Francisco, and D.C. Delta Airlines also confirmed that it has arranged for limited number of meals for transportation sector workers. That's the good news. The bad news is it's airline food. air traffic controllers may be under some other kind of distress soon, very soon.
What's the deal with that?
you take the helm here. I've got to get run to the restroom here. This is day one. Day two gets harder. Day three is harder than that as expenses continue to roll in, said the controllers are missing their checks. Air traffic controllers have to have 100% of focus 100% of the time, said the National Air Traffic Controllers Association president. I'm watching air traffic controllers going to work. I'm getting stories. They're worried about paying for medicine for their daughter. I got a message from a controller that said, I'm running out of money. If she doesn't get the medicine she needs, she dies. That's the end. And this, by the way, folks, is what happens when the government creates dependency for the purpose of control. The government is not in the should not be in the business of charity. But don't even mention charity in terms of pushing back against these government programs. I learned that the hard way. I tell you, it was just amazing to see firsthand the Democrat audience that I was talking to about when Hillary Care was being run out to a person. They flipped out when I used the word charity because they believe that they are entitled. And in that regard, they're no different from that woman who was just putting up that video. She believes she's entitled. She's grabbed a hold of a false narrative from the New York Times to justify her doing whatever she wishes. And there's a lot of people like that.
And there's also the fact that's a post hoc defense of behavior she mm-hmm. was going to engage in regardless.
That's right.
This is not, oh, well, I've absorbed all this knowledge, and now I'm going to put it into practice. Stealing from Walmart is truly Marxist praxis.
Yeah.
This is, oh, I'm stealing from Walmart, and someone is telling me that I should do that because it's good, because it's part of Marxist theory. Okay, well, sure, I'll use that justification. The stealing from Walmart was already happening.
It was going to happen one way or the other. That's right. Penny, that reminds me of the... pastor told a joke. I don't even know if it's true. He said a new convert guy. He was had been a convict, and he said, "You know that passage there said. I think they got the comma in the wrong place. It says let him who stole steal no more."
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
But work with his hands. He says, I think it should say, let him who stole steal. No more work with your hands. P, penny shortage is leaving retailers struggling to make change. This is a good example of how the means and the kind of means that Trump is using, just basically doing it all at once, very quickly, creates chaos and expense for people, harms people. There's a way to get rid of the pennies, and a lot of people don't like the pennies. As a matter of fact, the National Association of Convenience Stores has been asking for pennies to be removed for quite some time. But because it was done very quickly, very abruptly, a lot of stores are having an issue with this, as well as banks. This is Trump's decision to stop producing the penny earlier this year, leaving merchants short of the 1 cent coin and struggling to give customers exact change. Unable to order fresh supplies of pennies, banks are now rationing them. Pennsylvania-based grocery chain Giant Eagle is holding a one-day event this weekend where you can exchange your pennies for gift cards worth double the value of the coins. Benjamin Franklin would be so excited. Because in his day, we had not suffered the kind of devaluation of the currency that our government has done since the creation of the Federal Reserve. Sheetz, a convenience store chain, is also running a promotion, offering a free soda to customers who bring in 100 pennies. Chief Operations Officer... So
that's not a free soda. You're paying a dollar for a soda.
Which is what you usually pay anyway, right?
Are people really getting suckered by this? It's a free soda if you just give us 100 pennies. Oh, yeah. 100 penny? Me have 100 penny. You're paying a dollar for the soda.
If you got one of those pieces of paper, I'll give you a free soda in exchange for that. So the chief operations officer at a bank said he's had to scramble to have enough pennies on hand for his customers since August. He said, we got an email announcement from the Federal Reserve that penny shipments would be curtailed. Little did we know those shipments were already over for us. He said the $1,800 in pennies that the bank had were gone in 2 weeks. His branches are keeping small amounts of pennies for customers who need to cash checks, but that's it. The lack of pennies has also become a legal minefield for stores and retailers. In some states and cities, it is illegal to round up a transaction to the nearest nickel or dime because doing so would run afoul of laws that are supposed to place customers, as well as debit and credit card customers, on equal playing field when it comes to item costs. So this is one of the things I really did, and some of you talked about at the time, believe that the purpose of this is to wean people off of cash. And one of the ways that they would do that would be that stores would round up, so it would be more expensive if you paid by cash. But actually, this is going the other way around. The issue, though, is that if it's illegal to charge people different amounts when they are paying cash or debit or credit card, depending on how the law is written, that might backfire and go the other way as well. So we'll see. To avoid lawsuits, retailers are rounding down. With 2 or 3 cents may not seem like much, but that adds up over tens of thousands of transactions. A spokesperson for Quick Trip, a Midwest convenience store chain, said it had been rounding down every cash transaction to the nearest nickel, and that is expected to cost the company roughly $3 million this year. See, this is another one of these deals where Trump just assumes that the companies, like with the tariffs, are going to absorb the costs. Well, they will. If they do absorb all the costs, they will go out of business. The National Association of Convenience Stores says, well, we've been advocating the abolition of the penny for 30 years, but this is not the way we wanted it to go. You see, and that's the issue with Trump. You know, whatever you want to think about in terms of tariffs and other taxes and so forth, the way that he is doing it is where the devil is.
I've also got to say, it amuses me to some end the fact they said, we've been arguing for this for 30 years. Like, there's just been this group of warriors out there crusading for the destruction of the penny for 30 years now. And it's just, no one's paid any attention. It just happens one day overnight. And they're like, this isn't what we wanted.
So the penny, which goes back to when the mint was first established in 1792, now costs more to manufacture than the coin is worth. One penny costs about 3.7 cents to manufacture and distribute. Why is that? Is that because of government-created inflation? You know, it's interesting because nowhere in this CBS story do they mention the devaluation of the currency. The Treasury Department said in May that it was placing its last order for the copper zinc planchets. That's the blank metal discs that are then minted into coins. In June, the last pennies were minted, and by August, those pennies were distributed to banks and armored vehicle service companies. Despite looking like copper, the pennies are mostly zinc. They have a thin veneer of copper. It's just like we were talking about the other day. Our government is completely Hamiltonian with a thin veneer of Jefferson on there to make you think that it's about liberty, but it's not. The problem with pennies is that they are issued and given as change, and they are rarely recirculated back into the economy. Americans store their pennies in jars or use them for decoration. This requires the mint to produce significant sums of pennies each year. As a matter of fact, I saw this thing on YouTube where this guy who had, he'd spent a lot of money doing really crazy novel things in this house that he built. And in one room, he called it Penny Lane. And he had pennies. They had like a layer of clear coating on
epoxy.
Yeah, epoxy
resin or something.
Yeah, and but pennies are different colors depending on how they've been in circulation or whatever. And so they use that to create this image all the way across the floor and put it all under epoxy. And he called that room the Penny Lane room.
Well, you better watch
that's
out.
It's going to be worth a lot someday.
The Federal Reserve is coming to his house. They're going to rip up his floorboards.
The U.S. isn't the first country to transition away from small denomination coins or to discontinue coins, but in all of these cases, the government wound down the use of their out-of-date coins over a period of often years. This is what it is about Trump. It's capricious, it's arbitrary, and it's immediate. You got to do it right now. And that creates chaos. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about tax policy or whether you're talking about coins or whatever it is, everything that he does is designed to, it's all done arbitrarily on his whim, and it is very destructive. And we're going to talk about his demands about nuclear testing. That's incredible. I mean, people are going to think that we called, the boomer generation was called the boomers because of the nuclear test now, I guess. But anyway, this one particular boomer is going to start going boom real soon. Canada announced, for example, that it would eliminate its 1 cent coin in 2012. Transitioning away from the 1 cent cash transactions starting in 2013, but they're still redeeming and recycling 1 cent coins a decade later. Trump removed the penny from commerce abruptly without any action by Congress or any regulatory guidance for banks, retailers, or states. The retail and banking industries rarely allies in Washington on policy matters related to point of sale are now demanding both of them that Washington issue guidance or pass a law fixing the issues that are arising due to the shortage. You know, it's kind of like farmers and ranchers who have been hurt by these capricious, arbitrary, instantaneous tariff policies that are constantly changing. We don't want the penny back. We just want some sort of clarity from the federal government, that would be Trump, on what to do as this issue is only going to get worse, said the National Association of Convenience Stores. President chaos, yet again. Caesar and dictator. And it's always about the means versus the end. Even if you have a good goal at the end, if you have bad means, it's going to negate that good goal. And when you look at this, the MAGA people need to look at all of these powers that are being usurped by Trump. They need to understand that these are powers that Trump is gaining to Democrat presidents that are coming on, besides him. He is a Democrat. But all these powers that Trump is getting are being handed on a silver platter to the next Democrat president. I don't want that. And so even when I agree with him on the stated goal, the way that he's doing this is just 100% wrong. Meta stock has now plummeted as investors are horrified how much Zuckerberg is spending on AI. The total dollar spent is kind of what hangs us up a little bit, said one of them. And so after the company's earnings call on Wednesday, yesterday their stock dropped significantly. He said before they were saying that Meta was estimated it was going to be spending between $66 and $72 billion on AI, which was already a phenomenal amount. And then they came back and said, well, it's going to be more like $70 to $72 billion on this year on AI. So the question is Zuckerberg a visionary or is he blind to the flaws of AI and the fact that it's not producing any money? You know, you got a lot of people out there who are saying, you know, show me the money, Jerry. And they're not saying the money show up on AI. This is exactly the same thing that happened with the dot-com bust. And this is why I said from the beginning, this is the way that it was going to go. And now you've got Sam Altman, you've got Bill Gates, many of them who are involved in the AI industry, said that the expectations and the hype and the narrative have gotten ahead of the reality and have fueled a financial bubble that is going to pop, just like it did with the internet bubble. Meta shares then slid by more than 11%. After they talked about their massive investment coming up in AI, the drop comes in spite of Meta's revenues exceeding Wall Street's estimates. In other words, out-of-control AI spending is starting to rattle investors. And why is this important? Well, because even if you don't own Meta stock, Facebook stock, then this whole stock market is built on the AI bubble. And when that bursts, as one person said the other day, Sam Altman or AI has the entire global economy in their hands. And once this bubble bursts, you're going to see a massive global recession.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Or depression. Based on the expectations in this.
All of this, the economy is always a house of cards. As a general rule, all it takes at any given time is for one person to go, I think I got to get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And that can start this chain reaction of, oh, that guy sees something. What does he know? I better follow suit. That's all it takes for, at any given time, any single one of the industries, it seems like, to collapse. Because it's all propped up by Wall Street nonsense.
It's the fear of missing out, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody else is good. I don't want to be the last guy to get into it. And then
and you
when
for sure don't want to be the last guy to get out of it.
And so that, you know, getting out of it, it's even more so that way. And as Bill Gates is talking about the AI bubble yet again, somebody asked him, they said, is this going to be like the tulip bubble? And he says, well, no. You know, the tulip bubble, that wasn't anything of any real value. He said, this is more like the dot-com thing. Because even though the internet was very valuable and it changed our society and so forth, very valuable from a financial standpoint, he thinks that that same thing holds true of AI. But the issue is that people got way ahead, the expectations got way ahead of the reality. As a matter of fact, this is the good thing. Bill Gates says within 10 years, AI will replace many doctors and teachers. Humans won't be needed for most things. And I mentioned this yesterday, and in light of his pulling back from climate alarmism. I look at this prediction, folks. Don't be afraid of this. Don't be afraid like the teenagers who think the world is going to end because of CO2. The world is not going to end because of AI. If they start moving in this direction, I think it'll be a healthy thing for people to get themselves weaned off of large corporations as the Daddy Warbucks that are going to take care of them through life. I think it's just as dangerous to be dependent on large corporations as it is to be dependent on the government. And we got a lot of people who, I know in my generation, my parents' generation, they found a large company could work for, like, so say, IBM or something. You expected that you could work there your entire life. And what I saw as an engineer, IBM had created this idea that they don't do layoffs. But I knew people who whose fathers worked for IBM, and they worked for IBM for a short period of time, and they saw what IBM was really doing. IBM would not officially lay people off, but they would have at a particular location, let's say in Fishkill, New York, was one I knew about. They had a particular operation that was there, and they decided that they were going to have a reduction in workforce. The way they would do that, rather than laying people off and getting a reputation for firing people, what they would do is move that entire operation to another state. They would move it to Texas or something, and they would tell the people that they wanted to keep, "We'll pay for your move, but we will, if we don't want you to come, you can come along, but you'll have to pay for it all yourself." And in most cases, the people would just voluntarily leave and do something else. And they were willing to go through that extra expense just to keep the reputation that they don't fire people. So this is where we are with this. And I think that when you see Bill Gates making these statements and other people saying, all the jobs are going to be taken by AI, well, maybe they will turn over their business to AI, and that'll be an opportunity for other people. And it'll be an opportunity for us to get away from some of these people. Who's going to buy their product anyway? Ed Miliband said, wind power is worse than we thought, so we're going to need to have more subsidies so we can buy even more of it. And this shouldn't surprise us, because this is always what the government does. Whenever the government has a big failure, then they say, well, the problem is that we just didn't have enough people. We need to actually expand that department. I'll give you a good example. Even though 9/11 was an inside job, the narrative was that they failed to find these guys who took down three buildings in New York with two planes. And so we need to have a bigger federal law enforcement footprint. We got to have Department of Homeland Security. We have to have consolidation and centralization. So the government's not the problem. We just need bigger government in order to solve this problem. And so this is what's happening with here. So they are not turning back from their net zero goals, and it's going to be a little bit harder for them now that Bill Gates has turned back from that. So this is still scary and still stupid, but they're still going down the same path. As Daily Skeptic says, how can such a plan possibly fail when you have trusted messengers still claiming that wind is 9 times cheaper than gas, and it isn't? All hope is surely not lost when The Guardian can have a recent story headlined, wind power has cut £104 billion from UK energy costs since 2010, says a study. Well, this veteran Guardian headbanger reporter is reporting on a statistical modeling from UCL, which is an academic organization that has hardly covered itself with mathematical glory during the COVID pandemic. In other words, it's another one of these places like the Imperial College of London that should have blown its reputation forever, but unfortunately it didn't. In the real world, of course, this further dismal downplaying of wind power is a nail in the net zero coffin. It means that much higher electricity bills for UK consumers, further deindustrialization, and the loss of currently well-paid jobs, increasing likelihood of blackouts and runaway public finances. And this has been admitted by the UK government. They came out and said, we've got updated modeling of the predicted efficiency of wind turbines, and now we are reducing that by more than a quarter. So they're still not telling you the truth by a long means. By 2030, the hated gas turbines will be running down with no immediate prospect of replacement, while nuclear will still be in short supply. If your ultimate political aim is command and control, again, this is what the socialists do. It's not about improving people's lives. It's not about improving the environment, so-called. It's about command and control. And if that is your aim, then what are a few blackouts? When an elite-ordered socialist nirvana is the ultimate prize. And then they get to the science of it. An Oxford mathematician and physicist, Wade Allison, professor, did a short paper that concentrated on working out what happens with these windmills as the wind fluctuates in speed, which it always does. At 20 miles an hour, calculated Professor Allison, the power produced by wind turbine was 600 watts per square meter at full efficiency. But if only the wind stayed at 20 miles an hour all day and night, power generation would be a lot easier. Unfortunately, it does not. If the wind speed drops by half, the power available drops by a factor of 8. Think about this. Factor of 8 if it drops in half. Conversely, and even worse, notes Allison, if the wind speed doubles, the power delivered goes up 8 times, and the turbines have to be turned off for their own protection. So this is a stupid design, isn't it? They need to wait until they've got a real design, which is what the marketplace would do, but not when you have a command and control economy that has a goal that is not in the interest of the people there. So whatever way you look at it, wind power is inadequate. It is intermittent. It's unreliable. It is exposed and vulnerable. And it is weak with a short lifespan, he concluded. So think about that. When it gets up to 8 times its nominal power, they have to shut it down for its own protection. It's crazy.
Too much power.
Yeah.
It's just, they're inefficient in every single way possible. There's no reason to use these things.
That's right. Well, you know, we've talked a lot in the past, a lot has been said about Wikipedia and how biased it is. A lot of leftist radicals use this so-called encyclopedia. Now, Elon Musk has said the same thing, and so has the co-founder of Wikipedia. It was a good idea to start with, but it was taken over by the radical left, who evidently have got a lot of time on their hands to mess with this. And so Elon Musk has come out with Grokopedia, and this will be a so-called encyclopedia that will be compiled by AI rather than by radical leftists. So it debuted this week, and the expose looked at it to see how it compares with Wikipedia, specifically what it said about them. And it's kind of interesting because Wikipedia is going on offense and saying that a lot of these articles look exactly like ours. We think that AI is lifting this right off of Wikipedia. So there we go. It's not necessarily that it's going to be a choice of an encyclopedia that is put together by AI or an encyclopedia that's put together by leftist radicals. It'll be either the leftist radicals encyclopedia Wikipedia, or it'll be one that was put together by AI that copies the leftist radicals. There you go. That's our choice in the current scenario that we have. So right now, they've got about 900,000 AI-generated articles, and Wikipedia published a page on Grokopedia, which essentially reads like an advert for Wikipedia and a threat to Grokopedia for using Wikipedia content to build its pages. But Grokopedia is not hiding that it used Wikipedia. As a matter of fact, Elon Musk said, "I'm aware that Grokopedia is using Wikipedia articles, and we should have this fixed by the end of the year." And so we'll see what happens with that. Interestingly enough, they went through and they looked at the article about them. It'd be interesting to see if it's gone through. Remember when ChatGPT made up all kinds of false allegations about Jonathan Turley, who was a lawyer, and talked about the fact that he had been charged with sexual harassment of students in such in Alaska or something. He says, well, first of all, I've never been to Alaska. I've never had any charges or anything like this. It's absolutely false. So it'd be interesting to see if that kind of thing comes up in Grokopedia. But in terms of the expose, they made the point of looking at how defamatory and false Wikipedia entry was, and how the sources that they had there no longer even exist. So they slandered them with a lot of sources that, if they ever existed, don't exist.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals,
you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Anymore. Kind of like the same type of thing that ChatGPT did with Jonathan Turley, except this was malicious leftists who were doing this. Exposé really came into force with the pandemic. They started pushing against that. And that was how they began, and it's what they're still basically doing. And that was reflected, honestly, in Grokopedia. They said the publication rose to prominence during the COVID-19 pandemic by examining vaccination rollout data, especially excess mortality figures and lockdown impacts, frequently identifying patterns that diverged from official interpretations, such as correlation between vaccination rates and subsequent health outcomes. So it was pretty objective in their case. They seemed to be happy with what was done by Grokopedia. I got one more thing I want to cover before we take a break. This is an interesting article that was on Reason. And it was about when the government censored Dracula, Frankenstein, and King Kong. I didn't realize that they had done that, but I should have figured that they would, because there was a famous case, and I've mentioned it many times, of a movie that was called The Spirit of 76. And the guy who produced it was actually sent to jail. He got a massive fine. He was somebody who put together the historical scenes for D.W. Griffith's Birth of a Nation. And if you look at the historical scenes, things like the signing of the Robert E. Lee and Ulysses Grant signing at Appomattox, or the assassination of Lincoln and other things like that, it truly was amazing. So it might have been a pretty good movie, but it's been lost now because he did it. It was about the American Revolution. Why would the American government censor the American Revolution? Well, it was because Woodrow Wilson was trying to get us into World War I on the side of the British. So we don't want to have a movie put out there that shows the British as the bad guy, which they were. It was true to history in that sense. And so when it premiered, the federal government under Woodrow Wilson put a lot of pressure on him in Chicago. They censored it, so he pulled it out of the theaters, and then he went to L.A. to show it, because this is I forget the exact dates. It was in the 20s, I think. And when he did it again, then the federal government came after him with charges. I forget what the charges were, but nevertheless, they gave him a prison sentence and a massive fine, which would have been equivalent to millions of dollars today. And there was no, I've mentioned this many times in the context of censorship, when the left was pushing the censorship, now the right is pushing it as well. And I said, all these people in Hollywood who are pushing for the censorship of us, those of us who are talking about this COVID stuff, and there was a lot of that. You had all these people in Hollywood were crawling all over each other to be able to do a PSA to tell you to take the shot and to fear the the plague that was not a plague, and to wear a mask and all the rest of this stuff. These people wanted to be fully on board with all of that. And I said, they don't realize that movies were also heavily censored. And it wasn't until the mid-1950s that you had the Supreme Court recognize that the First Amendment also applies to movies. Prior to that, it didn't. And so you had very heavy censorship, and that's what this is about. They said when Dracula was released in 1931, do you remember, Lance, when the first talkie came out? It was, we were talking about that the other day because we pulled up Singing in the Rain, which was done 25 years after the, it was done only 25 years after the, I think it was in the late 20s. I think it's like 27. Is that correct? I think first talkie, which was Al Jolson's blackface minstrel show thing. What was the name of that? Al Jolson, where he anyway.
Was it the pianist? Jazz singer?
Jazz singer. Thank you.
Jazz singer.
And so, you know, we're watching Singing in the Rain, which was about how the talkies changed Hollywood. And it was kind of a funny musical comedy, and that was done 25 years after the first talking film. And so I think it was in the early 1930s.
Yeah,
1927. So 1931 was when they released Dracula, and I remember when we had this in the video stores. You know, these old Universal movies, which I grew up watching. And they were not renting anything, so I thought, well, let me try something. And we did our I got into video editing back in the day when we had that, and so I created trailers for a lot of classic movies that we didn't have trailers for. So if you look at Dracula, what is really striking about it is how silent it is. I mean, it is a talking film, and Bela Lugosi became very famous for his speech, the way he talked. But for the most part, it's very slow. He's walking through this castle or whatever, and you just hear the hiss of the sound that's there. And it actually started with a piece of classical music when they ran the credits. And I thought, you know, I've got some classical music that would fit with that. And I used Mussorgsky's pictures at an exhibition, and I really jazzed it up, in a sense, give it a lot of drama that it didn't have. And it really kind of illustrated, I think, how important sound is, especially the music for a movie. When you look at John Williams, I think John Williams and Steven Spielberg would acknowledge this as much to do with the success of Spielberg's films, if not more, than Spielberg himself. When you go back, and there was a tribute to John Williams where Spielberg showed the scene from E.T., which is not a movie I'm a real big fan of, but I like the soundtrack to it. So he shows it with and without the soundtrack, and it really does bring it to life. But anyway, I did that, and when people would see that movie, they would stop and look at it, and it's like, oh. And then they'd rent it, they'd bring it back, and they're very disappointed in it. But in 1931, when it came out, and remember, this was only then 4 years after they'd been doing sound, the early days, they released Dracula. And then right after that, they had Frankenstein with Boris Karloff. And these were very heavily censored. And I think it tells us something about how our society has changed, more so than what has happened with the government, because our government is still censoring anything they don't like. But it was demanded by the public. Modern horror fans might find these films to be too slow, too tame for their liking, but they were genuinely frightening or disturbing to many audiences back in the day. They were upsetting to some people. In fact, the official censorship boards that then existed in multiple states took a page from Dr. Frankenstein, and they sliced off the best parts right there. Today, paying adult customers will be laughed out of court on First Amendment grounds. So they said it wasn't until 1925 that the Supreme Court first recognized that First Amendment's guarantees of freedom of speech applied to the actions of state and local governments. I'm sorry, they wrote 1925, but it's actually 52. They switched those two numbers. It was 1952, and they do catch that further down in the same paragraph. In 1952, they applied the First Amendment's protections against state censorship for the first time to movies. They don't get into the curious case of, and the guy's name was Goldstein or something, that that did The Spirit of 76. Anyway, Dracula and Frankenstein both faced the censors' knives. In Massachusetts, they mandated several cuts to all Sunday screenings of Dracula, including the removal of a shot showing part of a skeleton in a casket, as well as one of a beetle-like insect emerging from a miniature coffin. Yeah, one of the things that I thought was funny was in Dracula, you know, he's silently walking through the place. There's no music and no Foley or anything like that, no sound of him walking, nothing. And they wanted to show people cobwebs and other things like that. They'd get them scared. And at one point, they show a couple of armadillos, and I thought, I didn't know Dracula was from Texas. But I guess most of the people that would see that would just think they were like gigantic rats or something. But in Frankenstein, one of the most commonly maimed scenes involves a creature encountering a young girl who is tossing flowers onto a lake and watching them float. Seemingly charmed by the girl's joyful actions, the creature, behaving like a sort of childlike innocence of his own, tosses the girl onto the water to watch her float like a flower, but she predictably drowns, compounding the creature's pathos and isolation. Many censors objected to that upsetting scene, and it was typically cut in a way that removed the sight of the creature actually tossing the girl into the water. Yet, such an edit ironically left viewers with the impression that they had been spared the spectacle of some shocking molestation. In other words, the censors arguably made the scene more disturbing by forcing audiences to draw their own conclusions about the full nature of the girl's fatal meeting with the creature. This is a tactic that was used extensively by Alfred Hitchcock. He did that deliberately. He said it's far more, the human imagination is far scarier than what he could create on the screen. So he would leave details that would be somewhat ambiguous. And unlike today, they love to show things in high detail and slow motion slasher films and stuff like that. He would leave it ambiguous because he knew people would fill in the details.
I've seen people talking about how that's what made Jaws such a classic movie. They had a ton of technical problems with their animatronic shark. So they wanted originally a whole lot of shots of the giant shark, but they just couldn't manage it. So they wound up making a much scarier movie because they had to just rely on people's imagination.
That's exactly right. Several years later, The Bride of Frankenstein faced its own angry mob of censors. I wonder if young Frankenstein didn't have that problem, I guess. The list of eliminations ordered by the Ohio Censor Board, complained one of the Universal staffers in a report that was quoted by an author, Skull, said they were very drastic and very harmful to the success of the picture. Perhaps the fullest record we have of that era's heavy-handed government crackdown on horror movies comes from the 1933 pamphlet published by the National Council on Freedom from Censorship. It was called What Shocked the Censors? A complete record of cuts in motion picture films ordered by the New York State censors, New York again, from January 32 to March of 33. And so they talk about what was demanded to be cut from King Kong, for example, and also extensive cuts to Universal's lesser-known shocker, Murder.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
In the Rue Morgue, where Dracula himself, Bela Lugosi, starred in an extremely loose adaptation of Edgar Allan Poe's Great Tale of Mystery and Macabre. So they said state censorship lasted until 1952. It finally suffered defeat before the Supreme Court. And I guess it wasn't until the Supreme Court could support a film that attacked the Lord Jesus Christ that they found the First Amendment. They could always find a rationale for doing that. So this was a film that came out of Italy, and it was called The Miracle. And in it, a girl imagines that she has given birth to Jesus Christ. Noisy protesters soon gathered in front of theaters to object to the film's blasphemous content. Then, in a clear win for the heckler's veto, state officials sided with the protesters and ordered the theater to cease operation. The theater owner sued and ultimately won in the Supreme Court. We conclude that expression by means of motion picture is included within free speech and free press guarantee of the First and 14th Amendments, said the Supreme Court. Again, I've used this to talk about both censorship and the fact that the Supreme Court's decisions are not full and final. You had the Supreme Court had agreed that that guy who did the Spirit of 76 did not have free speech protection and could be punished severely with fines and jail term. And you had, a few decades later, the Supreme Court reversed itself. And I would talk about that a lot in terms of the law of the land is abortion nonsense. I said, well, we've had the Supreme Court has reversed itself many times. It's not the law of the land. It never is. It's just an opinion. And their opinions can change. They don't like to do that because it undermines how important they perceive themselves to be. The basic principles of free speech in the press, like the First Amendment's commands, do not vary, said the Supreme Court. Those principles, as they have frequently been enunciated by the court, make freedom of expression the rule. There is no justification in this case for making an exception to that rule. So now we see the flip side of censorship, and that is really, I think, there's another story to be shown here, and that is the moral decline that Hollywood has actually pushed. They would excuse what they were doing in many cases by saying, we don't set what the ethics of society are. We reflect that. No, I say that they push it, and I say that from firsthand experience. We had the video stores. We used to go to annual conventions where Hollywood executives would show up and talk to people about the projects that they had coming up. One year, we went up to Atlantic City, and they had an executive from New Line Cinema, same people that did The Lord of the Rings later on. And I've mentioned this before. It was a seminar to encourage video retailers to carry DVDs. And we had been carrying them for quite some time. And one of the things that I had told people was that it had the ability to be able to program into it jump arounds. And so when Hollywood would put scenes in and deliberately and gratuitously put in things that had nothing to do really with the story, but it would get an R rating because it would have somebody go to a strip bar or something like that, and there were nude women there so they could get their R rating. So you could set this up and go around it. And there's actually a company in Utah that made a living doing that, and they have been sued for decades by Hollywood, one after the other, just relentless, trying to stop them from doing that. And so I went up afterwards, and I told him that we'd been carrying it for some time, and I told people that they could branch around that. I said, why don't you do that? And he said, well, the directors don't like that. You know, I knew that if all of us who were looking at box office numbers and how movies did in rental stores, we all knew that if you wanted to make money, what you would do back in the early 90s would you would make some new animated film that made a ton of money. And it was all a family film. And it would also, you could have deals that you could make toys that'd be sold at Toys R Us or whatever. Or the toy, usually they had a deal when the movie came out on video, they would give away toys at McDonald's or some other fast food chain. So there were a lot of tie-ins with that. And there were a lot of ways that they could make money. But they didn't care. They were far more interested in their agenda and in the respect of their peers in Hollywood, who were, to a man, perverts. And so I talked to him, and he said, no, they hate that kind of stuff. They absolutely hate it when we do airline versions of their movies so that we can, they had to cut out. That's exactly what they did. And so you can make that available on the DVDs. People could make their own choice. And I said it would really help with a lot of your films. Well, it wasn't long after that. He said, no, they wouldn't like that. It wasn't long after that that they came out. And I remember the movie was James Spader. And it was this disgusting, absolutely disgusting film called Crash. And James Spader plays this guy who's got some kind of a fetish about car crashes. And it's the only kind of perverted thing that you could imagine would come out of Hollywood. It was David Cronenberg who did The Fly with Jeff Goldblum. Is it Goldblum? Goldberg, yeah, Goldblum. Anyway, he did this movie, and it was really, he did a lot of really disgusting stuff. Scanners was another one. People's heads exploding with blood. And anyway, it's crazy stuff when you look at it. When you look at the tame things of Dracula and Frankenstein, and you look at the kind of stuff that was accepted and celebrated by Hollywood, it really gives you an understanding of just how Hollywood has been this seminal cesspool into our society. And so when New Line came out with Crash, that James Spader film, they came out with one that was bad enough as an R rating, and then you could, if you wanted to, on the DVD, you could choose to watch their X-rated version. I said, that's exactly it. They don't want to use it to give people a choice to clean things up. They'll give you a choice to go further. And that's the way they operate these things. So we will get the questions and comments, I think, when we come back. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll be right back while we're talking about monster films. Remember that the real monsters are the people who sold us the pandemic and the jab 5 years ago.
I was working on the news late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For the monsters had rehearsed, to my surprise, the tactics to inject what they'd devised.
It was a jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
You wear the mask.
I caught on in a flash.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
Whoa.
For the DARPA labs and the Castle East.
Whoa.
To the FDA, where the pharma vampires feast.
Whoa.
The ghouls rehearsed before 911 how to poison us, which is what they've done.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
The monster spike.
He'll put you on a slab.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab. Big Pharma was having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Fauci, Trump, then Biden.
Whoa.
The scene was a lockdown, all were fearing the news.
Whoa.
Supply chains were broken, we were singing the blues.
Whoa.
The coffins, they told us, were about to arrive.
Whoa.
You can see it all on Channel 5.
It was the jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
Wear the mask.
It'll put you on a slab.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
Whoa.
From the Oval Office, his voice did ring.
Whoa.
Hospital cash registers went ka-ching.
Whoa.
When people caught on to keep on the lid, they said, whatever happened to the Wuhan lab?
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
The monster spike.
He'll put you on a slab.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
Whoa.
Now everything's cool. Lab leaks are part of the plan.
Whoa.
Their alibi echoes throughout the land.
Whoa.
For you, the living, they'll try it again.
Whoa.
When they get to your door, tell them pharma no more.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
The monster spike.
It'll put you on a slab.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
Monster Mash. And now, the David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello, it's me, Volodymyr Zelensky. I'm so tired of wearing these same t-shirts everywhere for years. You'd think with all the billions I've skimmed off America, I could dress better. And I could, if only David Knight would send me one of his beautiful gray MacGuffin hoodies or a new black t-shirt with the MacGuffin logo in blue. But he told me to get lost. Maybe one of you American suckers can buy me some at thedavidknightshow.com. You should be able to buy me several hundred. Those amazing sand-colored microphone hoodies are so beautiful. I'd wear something other than green military cosplay to my various galas and social events. If you want to save on shipping, just put it in the next package of bombs and missiles coming from the USA.
Hear news now at APSRadioNews.com or get the APS Radio app and never miss another story.
Welcome back, folks. We've got a lot of comments here. I want to say thank you to Fort Love of the Road. He gifted a sub on Rumble and on Kick as well. So thank you for the love of the road.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. North American House Hippo, thank you. Says, in my youth, I got a ticket in Ontario for driving with a radar detector. The justice of the peace said, I'm going to give you $145 fine or 30 days in jail. I said I'd take the $145. She said I had to pay her. North American House Hippo.
I got my radar detector confiscated in Virginia, which is the only place that it's against the law, and years and years ago. And the guy stole my radar detector and then gave me a ticket, and I didn't pay the ticket. And you can do that because, and even though I was living in North Carolina, they don't recognize that as a crime. And so that wasn't an issue. They didn't have reciprocity at that point in time. I don't know if that's still the case or not, but I refused to give them any more money after they stole my radar detector. Yeah, go ahead.
North American House Hippo, thank you again. I had a friend who was a justice of the peace in Ontario. He said his favorite part of the job was officiating marriages. It was the only time he could impose a life sentence.
That's good. Not anymore, though, right? I was even thinking about that. When I put a radar detector in the Miata, it's difficult to do that, right? Because where do you hang this thing where it's not visible? That was the issue in Virginia. It wasn't that I was speeding or anything. I was just in normal traffic on the interstate, three or four lanes, and the guy saw the light because I had it up there hanging from the visor. So I didn't want to do that. So I got a windbreaker on the visor that on the Miata that keeps the backlash of wind from coming out. And it's clear plastic, and I got a suction cup and stuck the radar detector on there. And then I got Lance to 3D print me a plastic enclosure so that they can't see the lights. And I can see what's happening with it because I got a wireless connection on the front. But anyway, these are the measures that we go to living in a police state. So there will be a way for us to do. They do their measures. We do our countermeasures. They do their countermeasures. We do our countermeasures. It's the way it's going to go.
I printed the housing with some gaps in it for the antennas and things.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Of course, yeah, it'd be fine with the, yeah, you have to have the line of sight there. So where the sensors where we put gaps.
Dougalug. Thank you very much. Dougalug says the gas tank is at half, so I stole a little money from a rich guy for the tank. Happy Friday, and thank you for the great show.
It should be a little bit higher than that. We're not at, it should be at 5/8, but we are not at 3/4. So I really do appreciate the support. We're here the last day of the month, so and we're pretty low this month, so I really do appreciate that.
Thank you all very much. Without your support, the show goes away, so we cannot thank you enough. IRS Machine Gun says, I siphoned some gas for you out of a Cadillac at Walmart. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Honor Seeker.
I didn't
know
we had so many socialists in the audience.
They're just sharing the wealth.
Yeah.
Honor Seeker, thank you very much. If we don't pay for good news and commentary with you guys, we will really pay for it later. We continue to listen to Con Inc. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Honor Seeker. Very kind.
Jim's 7, thank you very much. Monster Jab going right to the top of the charts. That's right. New number one hit coming your way.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And for Love of the Road, he was responding to Steve Evs. Steve was asking a question about getting a gifted sub on Rumble. He says, gifting means the person gets an ad-free experience for a month, I think. I believe For Love of the Road is right. If you're gifted a subscription to a channel, I believe you get their content without ads on Rumble. I don't know if that means you get all content without ads or just ads on that channel, but if you get a gifted sub on Rumble, you should be ad-free at minimum on our videos.
Yeah, it's just a weird way that some of the sites have. Some of them, that's the only way that they let you contribute. You can't leave a contribution other than a gifted sub.
Yeah. For Love the Road, Video Archives, DOD talks push America closer to mandatory vaccinations Friday, October 30th, 2020, and he had the link there. So that was in the Kick chat.
Yeah.
North American House Hippo, having lived in two socialist countries, Canada and the UK, I am sorely disappointed to see it follow me here. As Ronald Reagan said, after America, there's nowhere left to run to.
Yes. Reagan did great speeches. I had a lot of problems with his policies in terms of, especially the drug war and many other things like that. But, you know, this back and forth that we had with Trump and Reagan last week really was not even, it transcended the issue that was immediately before people as to tariffs. What it showed was that Trump was lying about what Ronald Reagan said and showing that it was not an emergency. It was his temper tantrum when he put the 10% charge against all Canada because in one town they ran an ad. And so it showed that it was all about his own personal preferences rather than a real emergency that was out there. And it also showed that the man is an incorrigible liar and that people will support him in that if they're on that side of the political aisle. So it was a very important thing, I think, last week. Or this week, beginning of this week, yeah.
Steve Evs, the illegal war on drugs filled private prisons.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nibiru 2029, Tricky Dick Nixon instituted the health monopoly oligarchy, HMO.
Yeah,
well, you see, when the president does it, that means it's not illegal.
Yeah, he also did the EPA as well as several other things that were out there.
So. My main exposure to Richard Nixon is from Futurama, where he's a head in a jar. Oh, Nixon's back.
There are many people who wanted to put his head in a jar at the time he was president, yeah.
Defy Tyrant 1776 says diversity for the sake of diversity destroys nations.
Yes.
Yeah. You need a cohesive group of people, a shared culture, a shared people, a shared religion. You need to have those things in place. Otherwise, everyone just tries to loot what they can out of the country. It becomes a us against them mentality. Mm-hmm. And there's not really anything you can do to stop that. Once the population is fractured enough, once there's enough different subgroups, it's human nature to split off and identify people you identify with and join their ranks as a general rule. So the more different factions you have, the more likely that is to happen. Hi. Nibiru 2029, back during Obama's pestilence, for every Christian church closed in the U.S., three mosques were opened.
Yeah, I think that's a judgment from God. You know, it also shows the moral vacuum that has developed in our country as well.
Hi, Boost. I've lost every traffic court case I ever tried to defend myself in. It's you versus the cops and judges. Judges' word, and they don't care.
That's why it's important to do a jury trial. What's even better is to have a dash cam, you know, when they say that you ran a red light or something.
So I've got a dash cam.
I've got the dash cams, got that recorded. So yeah, go ahead and give me a ticket. Let's take this to court.
Let's find
I'll have a jury trial. They walk away. So I've had that happen to me as well. So yeah.
North American House Hippo. I'd like to see this English proficiency apply to bus drivers too. Plenty of my coworkers are challenged, most Puerto Rican. Huh, really? That's interesting. Yeah. Puerto Rican. Didn't realize they were so big into bus driving. Tunnel Lord 1337, if you can steal food, you can work.
Yeah, that's another thing. All these videos, they look like able-bodied people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've seen one. So I've got my hammer and I got my steel-toed boots. I'm going to take what I want and let's see anyone get in my way. It's like, well, maybe you should use that hammer and steel-toed boots and try and look for a job.
In construction, yeah.
Well, you know, they're physically fine. Mentally, yeah. They're a little bit short of what we need. North American House Hippo, a brand new driver at my place decided to make a U-turn with a 60-foot bendy bus. It didn't work out. He had so many accidents, they ended up making him a manager. Listen, you're too stupid and incompetent to be given a bus to drive.
Peter Principle.
How about you manage the guys that drive the buses?
Yeah, isn't they call that the Peter Principle. Yeah.
If you're too incompetent for the grunt work, they'll promote you to someplace.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Where you can just interfere with people. Soylent Goy, 20.6 million illegal aliens on welfare. Whoopee! That's right. Isn't that great? We get to pay for all that. Mm-hmm. Our taxes. Our tax dollars at work.
That's right.
They don't even speak English, so they can't say thank you.
And that's why I say, you know, the means that Trump is using, if he were to cut off the welfare magnet, a lot of this stuff, I think, would work itself out. They go back to where they came from because it's cheaper for them to live where they came from than to try to live in the United States. But again, he wants conflict. He doesn't want to really end this issue.
North American House Hippo. So what do they do if the stores decide to just close down so they can't get in the first place? Well, you see, they don't consider these things. It's about what's happening right now and what my response can be right now. The future doesn't exist. The past wasn't real either. There is only the eternal now and what you can do to satisfy your needs and wants in this moment. So I let Goy, if there's 43 million on welfare and 40% are illegal immigrants, question mark?
Yeah. That's how we're getting back to that 20-some-odd million on welfare.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we also have Ronald Reagan to thank a lot for that with his sweeping, amnesty. Here you go.
Yeah.
Here you go. If you make it into the country, eventually we'll just give you amnesty.
He also betrayed the Second Amendment for his friend.
Yeah.
You know, his the Brady's, because of that failed assassination attempt that horribly injured as press secretary.
Yeah.
Sarah Brady became this gun control person, and so he wanted to honor them, and he did it by dishonoring his oath to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Looks like we've received a note. Gerald Celente has had to cancel today. So mm-hmm. Gerald will not be joining us. We understand. Okay. He's very busy. He's got a lot of stuff going on, and sometimes things come up. We'll miss him today, but we will continue the show.
He's working on his costume for the party tonight, I guess. I don't know. No, but that's good. We'll have him in a couple of weeks again.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And citizen of Maricaca, food insecurity in the state of Arkansas is higher than any other state in the nation. Wow, didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
And the farmers are being put out of business by Trump's tariffs as well.
The only thing I know about Arkansas is that it has some of the worst roads I've ever driven on. When my wife and I go back and forth between here and Texas, we frequently pass through Arkansas, basically every time, I believe. Mm. And it has some of the worst roads. You can immediately tell when you get into Arkansas because it's just ba 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 all the time, continually. So
we have the Clintons and the Huckabees to thank for that, I guess.
Good old Slick Willie. Wally Walrus, what I've seen with the food stamps program is people get $700-$800 in SNAP. If they have a couple of kids, then the cupboards are full of junk and refrigerator full of rotting food. Overbuying equals security. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A Syrian girl, there have already been women in Massachusetts who have hit the news brawling and beating Market Basket employees who tried to stop them from running off with T-bones, truffle butter, etc. Nothing cheap, mind you. Well, I mean, if you're going to steal, you might as well. You know, yeah. The old saying, go big or go home.
Go for the luxury goods.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Might as well steal a T-bone as well as some Twinkies or whatever. Nibiru 2029. Thank the Bush Reagan MAGA of the 1980s for the federalized air traffic controller issues.
Mm-hmm.
Alien poop evolution. It really bothers me to work toward retirement and see drug addicts chilling on disability and food stamps.
Yes.
It's you look at them and you think, how free they are. Slave only to their own desires, not the federal government.
Yes.
Guard Goldsmith. So in essence, the airlines, not the government, could handle the air traffic system, hire them and not charge people taxes, only charge the people flying a private paradigm could handle it.
Good point, Guard. Mm-hmm. Very good point. And, you know, that is the issue. If we didn't have the government jumping into all these different areas, everything could be handled much better. I mean, we're talking about people who are really poor and desperate, because that really is a thing. Churches always used to handle that. And it's much better if you've got charity that is operating at the local level, because they can quickly see the people who need it and the people who don't need it. That visibility is lost when the government takes it over. And it's also lost when you see your welfare payments, your food stamps and everything as being an entitlement, rather than something that somebody is giving you out of love. And it also disincentivizes people helping others. You know, when you give something to somebody and you see them helped by it, that's a reinforcing thing. And it is truly better to give than to receive. And so it's a reinforcing thing when that happens. And so that's yet another example how all these different things we think government is necessary for are not really necessary. We could do this by voluntary means. We could do it by market means and all the rest of the stuff. Good point, Guard. Liberty Conspiracy.
Yeah. Yes. Check him out. 6 p.m. on Rumble. North American House Hippo, responding to Guard, says, Canada, of all places, privatized its air traffic control system decades ago. No reason that can't happen here.
Yeah.
If Canada can do it, we can do it. Got to have a little bit of friendly rivalry there. I like bullying Canadians, making fun of them, but I believe they also have the right to make fun of us. You got to have that rivalry between neighboring countries and states. Defy Tyrant 1776. What about government corporations purposely making it impossible for people to afford anything anymore, including food? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's a
mm-hmm.
huge issue. The price of everything goes through the roof.
Beyond hell. Yeah, at a certain point, you know, all the people in the bread lines in the Soviet Union were also, you know, on the government dole, but they didn't have any other options. Once this thing gets going, it can get very hard to stop. It is killing the economy. It's killing the alternatives. But at a certain point, there simply is no alternative.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it really is about control. That's what Solzhenitsyn was saying when he said, live not by lies, that essay. He said, I know that if you criticize the government, they'll come after you. They'll kick you out of your home. They'll kick you out of your job and that sort of thing. And that's why the socialist governments do all this. It gives them a great deal of control over people. You know, you toe the line or else.
Yeah. They have total control over how you are able to live, or if you're able to live at all. Beyond Hell, responding to Doug Lug, the government took over mutual aid, charity, nonprofits, and churches that helped people in time of need. That's right.
And it really was a real thing. You know, when you had Alexis de Tocqueville come to America from socialist France, he was truly amazed at how Americans would organize on their own and create private charities and create their own volunteer fire departments and libraries and schools or whatever was needed to take care of the community. And he said that would never happen in socialist France. And now we have become worse than what socialist France was at the time that he was there.
Yeah. Honor Seeker says, what is happening in America is socialism all grown up. The plant of communism is maturing.
Yes.
And of course, many communists have said socialism is merely a transitional phase. You implement socialism so that you can bring about communism and Marxism. It's simply what you start with.
It's a marketing term.
Mm-hmm. Everyone here is communist and Marxist, and they think, oh, millions of dead. Perhaps that's not what we want. Mm-hmm. Citizen of Americaca, the bride of Christ is failing miserably. The hands and feet are non-existent, and people only see the face and body that is frivolous.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's very true. It has pacified everything, including the body of Christ.
Yeah. Stealth Patriot says, sorry to change the subject, but did you hear this? Man released from jail in Tennessee after 37 days for posting a Trump meme. I'll leave the link in the comments if you want to look into that.
Yeah, I didn't know they'd released him. I covered the fact that they had put him in jail for a meme and that it was in Tennessee. And the sheriff was really defiant about it. You know, he put some stuff up that they didn't like, and they said, well, we're not going to punish free speech, but he claimed he put up a meme that said something about shooting up a school, and it wasn't. It was a meme that other people had put together. It just so happens that at that school shooting where Trump said, you got to move on, it was the same name as this county that school was. He was not making a threat against the county. He was just reposting the fact that Trump said after a school shooting, you got to move on. And these people did not want to move on from Charlie Kirk's shooting. That was his point.
Yes. Jersey Boy 89, thank you very much for the support. Says, hello. Supreme Court was when the country started going downhill, like Marbury versus Madison. And I think Jefferson talked about that case. How do we overturn all the bad Supreme Court decisions over the years?
Yes, exactly.
Personally, I think we just say this was never your job to interpret law. It was never your job at all. All your decisions are invalid if they relate to the Constitution. We don't care, and we will no longer respect them. Enforce it.
I think the proper response is nullification. And I said this all along about abortion. When everybody was saying abortion is a settled issue. We got Roe v. Wade. It's a law of the land. It can't be changed before the Supreme Court actually changed it. And I said, no, if you look at it, what should have happened with Roe v. Wade is that that was a Texas case, and Texas should have said, well, you've made your decision. Let's see you enforce it, which is what Andrew Jackson said when the Supreme Court...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Versed itself and went against what he wanted to do. I don't like what he wanted to do. But he was right to say that they couldn't stop him from doing what he wanted to do. That was about the relocation of the Cherokee. I think he was wrong on that policy. But I think he was right in the sense that the Supreme Court did not have the legal authority to stop him from that policy. They had reversed themselves within 1 year. First they said he could do it, and then they saw how bad the actual implementation of that was being done, and so they reversed themselves. And he said, well, you made your decision, let's see you enforce it. And so I think that's the appropriate response, is nullification. But we have to have politicians who have a spine, and we don't have anything that even anyone who even remotely looks like that. Well, let's talk about the thing that really should scare us on this Halloween.
We got one more comment. North American House Hippo says, one of the new electric buses I drive at Universal is Frankenstein themed. I sure hope it doesn't catch fire. That could be awkward.
Yeah, does it let out a roar when it catches on fire like Frankenstein? That was that is one of my favorite movies, Young Frankenstein, I gotta say.
It's a classic.
It's such a great send-up of the Frankenstein thing. And I think it was Gene Wilder who, he got Mel Brooks to do it for him, but I think it was Gene Wilder's idea, and I think he put the whole thing together.
I believe you're right.
Yeah.
Gene Wilder is a truly iconic actor.
Yeah.
One of the comedy great, along with people like Guy from The Naked Gun, white hair, Leslie Nielsen. Leslie Nielsen. Truly an iconic comedy actor.
Yeah.
It's incredible how funny he is while playing everything straight. Mm-hmm. He's not overacting. He's not giving.
Yeah, he was like a leading man romantic interest. That was his early career. And then Naked Gun and other things like that. He had a second career as a comedian. He did a great job with that. So
just his continual, like, straight-laced, keeping the serious face, does a great job with it. Just the comedy is all built around that.
Yeah, but Young Frankenstein, that's by far and away Mel Brooks' best movie, except that it was not his movie. It was it was Gene Wilder's movie. I'm remembering now that the anecdote that Gene Wilder told, he said that scene where they're doing putting on the Ritz. He said Mel Brooks fought him on that, and he said, no, it's either that or the movie's done. And so let him do it. I used that scene when I was talking about the Saudis had kidnapped a bunch of their fellow elites and, were hanging them by their feet or whatever and torturing them, to get them to give up money or whatever it was. And, I played that scene from, because in the Ritz. And as you're putting on the Ritz, it's like, the Frankenstein monster doing that. Anyway, Trump has ordered nuclear weapons tests. And again, this should concern anybody who knows anything about history. And there's absolutely no reason for him to do it. This boomer who wants to go boom said he had to do it. And we're going to talk about why he said he had to do it. Here's what he said.
Resuming nuclear testing. What prompted you to do that right before the meeting?
It had to do with others. They seem to all be nuclear testing.
Russia?
We have more nuclear weapons than anybody. We don't do testing. We've halted it years, many years ago.
There's a reason for that. You might want to figure out why.
That we do also.
Any details around the testing, sir? Like where, when?
It'll be announced. We have test sites. It'll be announced.
Did Israel give you a...
Well, there we go. Yeah. So Trump has ordered the Pentagon to resume nuclear weapons testing, citing strategic competition with Russia and China. This is another knee-jerk ego reaction from Trump, just like the Canadian thing. Trump made the announcement ahead of the meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping and South Korea on Thursday. He said, you heard him say, we got more nuclear weapons than any other country. This was accomplished, including a complete update and renovation of existing weapons during my first term in office. Because of the tremendous destructive power, I hated to do it, but I had no choice, he said on Truth Social. Russia is second and China is a distant third, but even within 5 years, because of other countries' testing programs, they will be even within 5 years. Because of other countries' testing programs, I have instructed the Department of War to start testing our nuclear weapons on an equal basis. That process will begin immediately. Well, we halted nuclear tests in the U.S. in 1992 under a congressionally mandated moratorium. But he doesn't care about the law. He doesn't care about what Congress did. Members of Trump's cabinet reportedly discussed reversing the moratorium during the first term after the U.S. accused China and Russia of secretly conducting an underground low-yield nuclear test, a claim that Beijing and Moscow denied. And so the question is, if Congress stopped this in 1992, then does Trump need to get Congress to put it back in? Of course, he could easily get it passed in the House. Don't know about the Senate. But would he even bother to try? He doesn't care about the rule of law. That's the whole point as we look at whatever Trump does. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute says the U.S. has 5,177 nuclear warheads. Russia has 5,459. And China is projected to reach 1,500 by 2035. So, again, he doesn't quite get that right. He doesn't want to say that we're number two. But here's the question. How many nuclear weapons do you need? Right?
That's what I was going to say. Like, aren't we done? I thought they were powerful enough. Can't we destroy the entire planet? Do you need to destroy a second planet?
Yeah. What is the point? Why do you need to have so many of them? The U.S. test fired an unarmed... Well, the reason that you... Here's the spoiler alert. The reason is because there's the military-industrial complex that needs to be fed. So we need to throw some more money at them so they can make some more nuclear weapons. Talk about overkill. The U.S. test-fired an unarmed, nuclear-capable Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile in February, and they launched four Trident II missiles from a submarine in September. Now, that's not a nuclear test. And that's the whole point. Trump is either a liar or too stupid to know the difference between testing a delivery system and actually exploding a nuclear bomb. I think he's both stupid and dishonest. But earlier this month, Russia test-fired its new nuclear-capable Burezvestnik cruise missile that is powered by a small nuclear reactor that gives it virtually unlimited range. That was not a nuclear test. Russia has shown recently, of course, they've given a live demonstration of the hypersonic missile by defeating the West and the American anti-missile systems. They actually delivered that with conventional explosives. It can also carry nuclear explosives. But the hypersonic missiles are one thing. Then he shows this Bereshnevik, or whatever the thing is called, cruise missile, which can go indefinitely with a nuclear engine. But it could have a conventional warhead on it as well as a nuclear warhead on it. And then they also have the Poseidon underwater missile, which also has kind of an unlimited range. And that's the one that they said that could create a radioactive tidal wave to threaten the UK or other countries with that as well. But these tests that they're doing are just like the tests that the U.S. did with the missiles that were fired from submarines. They're not nuclear explosions. They are simply testing the delivery mechanism that's there. So
I just have to say, these ever-circling nuclear missiles sound like something out of a science fiction novel, set in the far future after everything has collapsed. Now, every once in a while, these things just rain down from the sky. They're relics of a bygone age. These weapons developed to circle the world eternally, to scour any area with nuclear fire if they so desired.
Yeah.
It's just this horrifying concept of, we're just going to launch this nuke into the stratosphere, and it's going to be up there waiting. It's just going to circle until we decide to send it a signal, or if something goes wrong and it plummets out of the sky.
Well, they're doing their best to recreate Dr. Strangelove, aren't they? Kremlin has walked back their nuclear test claims as Trump orders U.S. atomic weapons testing. He said, because other countries are testing their things, I've instructed the Department of War to start testing our nuclear weapons on an equal basis. He said he's doing this in response to Russia's recent test of nuclear cruise missiles, as well as their nuclear-powered underwater drones. But again, as I just said, testing a missile delivery system is not the same thing as blowing up a nuclear bomb. So Putin touted the successful test of his new invincible nuclear-capable cruise missile, but it was not a nuclear test. And Trump's warning didn't deter the Kremlin, as it was only on Tuesday that Russia...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is military. Conducted a second nuclear-related test, this time of a long-in-development nuclear-capable state-of-the-art underwater drone named the Poseidon. And again, that's Zero Hedge characterizing this, and it was not a nuclear-related test. It was a test of a delivery system that could be equipped with a nuclear bomb, but it's not a test of a nuclear bomb.
I think the operative word here is related. It's a nuclear-related test. It's adjacent to a nuclear test.
Yeah, a near-nuclear test. It's like a near-death experience. You didn't actually die. You had a near-death experience. This is a near-nuclear test. There we go. So, again, that's the key issue that is missing here. And Trump may want to wonder why, for over 30 years, we haven't been doing this. He might want to ask why that is. And he might want to think about escalating this. And we also might ask why he is allowed to do this unilaterally when Congress has passed a law to the contrary. So Russia conducted these two significant weapons tests in under a week. However, nowhere in Russian statements was it suggested that there was a detonation of atomic warheads. But Trump's order to Pentagon Pete to start resuming nuclear explosive tests could mark a first since 1992 that last test was an underground detonation and the end of the Cold War, and has clearly alarmed and rattled the Kremlin. A Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, is apparently seeking to de-escalate by walking back the nuclear aspect of the recent Russian tests, describing that given these newly tested weapons only feature nuclear propulsion systems and there was no warhead test. If Trump in some way refers to the Berezovsky test as a nuclear test carried out by another country, that is in no way accurate, he said. All nations continue to advance the development of their defense systems, but this does not constitute a nuclear test. Russia's test of that missile did not fall under the category of nuclear weapons test restricted by international treaties. That is true. The problem is, can Trump really grasp that? You know, we just had a situation this last week. You know, he's talking about how he had to go to Walter Reed and he got his MRI test, and he was talking about what a genius he is and how he didn't think that AOC, occasional cortex, or others could pass the kinds of competency tests that he could pass. And it kind of backfired on him. Listen to what the guy said.
They have Jasmine Crockett, a low IQ person. They have AOC's low IQ. You give her an IQ test, have her pass like the exams that I decided to take.
Listen to this.
Walter Reed. I took very hard they're really aptitude tests, I guess, in a certain way, but they're cognitive tests.
They were hard.
Let AOC go against Trump. Let Jasmine go against Trump. I don't think Jasmine, the first couple of questions are easy. A tiger, an elephant, a giraffe. You know. When you get up to about 5 or 6, and then when you get up to 10 and 20 and 25, they couldn't come close to answering any of those questions.
Yeah, it's like they gave him a test for a 2-year-old or something. At one point, he says, I put the star in the star hole and things like that. And they ask you about an elephant, a tiger, and it's like, can you identify those types of things? This is what he thinks is a great accomplishment, which is kind of self-damning for this if he thinks that that is a great accomplishment. Clearly, if he's struggling to determine and he thinks it's an accomplishment to tell a tiger from an elephant, he can't tell a nuclear test from a missile test. And that's very concerning.
They almost tricked me with the tiger versus the lion. Very hard. They're very similar. Both cats. Very large cats, but they're cats.
And I had the square peg and the round hole. I got those two things right. Yeah, great for him. I had no choice, he said, as he orders the Department of War and Pentagon Pete to restart nuclear weapons tests. And so some of the Trump outlets are trying to pull it back and say, well, maybe he's just talking about delivery systems. No, he's not. They made it very clear that it's about warheads, and it is a escalation. It is not a response to what other people are doing. He said that he's going to have the Pentagon resume U.S. nuclear weapons testing for the first time in more than 3 decades. When you say this, it means that it's going to be the actual nuke warhead explosion. Because other countries are having testing programs, so we're going to do it on an equal basis. No, he's escalating it. It is the first time in 30 years. No one else is doing this. 33 years, actually. Trump denounced Russia for testing nuclear-powered missile. The Kremlin says that its tests were not nuclear. He also said China's nuclear program will be even with ours within 5 years. And again, that is, how many do you need? Do you need 5? 500? 5,000? What do you need? 50,000? So Russia says it's going to now respond, that they have to respond because of Trump. And again, all this stuff is just stupidity, idiocracy. The underwater drone that they did had some nuclear propulsion to it. But as Putin said, there are no methods of intercepting the Poseidon. And that's the real issue. And that's why Trump is trying to save face. Because they have this nuclear-powered cruise missile that has basically an unlimited range. Same thing with this nuclear-powered Poseidon underwater delivery vehicle, as well as the hypersonic, which both Russia and China have, and the U.S. does not have. And so for all of these different issues, the U.S., which wants to be the world's policeman and the most powerful nation, is falling behind. So Trump needs to have some big fireworks display to remind everybody that we've got a lot of nuclear weapons. It's ridiculous and dangerous. Inside Washington's $1 trillion nuclear triad, Trump wants to modernize our stockpile of over 5,000 nuclear warheads, and he's going to spend nearly $1 trillion to do it, $946 billion over a 10-year period. Guess what? It'll be way over $1 trillion because all these defense contracts, as they're doing them over a multi-year period, increase in cost. So another $1 trillion of waste. You know, Trump is John McCain and Lindsey Graham combined on steroids. I guess we could say rather than being the Manchurian candidate, he is the McCainian candidate. He is a McCainiac. North Korea is now flexing with missile tests while Trump tours Asia. But again, it's missile tests. Not even Kim Jong-un is exploding above ground or below ground nuclear warheads. So they declared a successful test of a sea-to-surface cruise missile, the second such missile test by North Korea in 2 weeks. Some sources have dubbed it as a strategic test, indicating that the missile was nuclear capable but didn't have nuclear weapons on it. And again, it is the fact that what Trump is feeling here when he feels that he needs to respond, it's not responding in kind. It's just that we're falling behind in terms of delivery mechanisms. So he's got to put on a big show. That's what he always does. Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we will be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
If you like the Eagles,
on a dark desert highway,
the Cars, and Huey Lewis in the News,
they say the hotter rock and roll is competing.
You'll love the Classic Hits channel at APS Radio. Download our app or listen now at APSradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. We're into the third and final hour of the show. I want to say thank you all for your support. It's because of your support that we're able to continue doing the show. And of course, we are slightly below three quarters when it comes to support for this month, and it is the last day. So it's a good day to sneak it in under the wire if you want to keep the show going. We thank everyone that has donated so far. If you want to see all the ways you can donate, you go to davidknight.news. The top one is Subscribestar. You can go to subscribestar.com/The David Knight Show. We've got a lot of different tiers there. You can set it up, fire, and forget. It'll charge monthly, and you won't have to worry about it. So
and there are links at davidknight.news because it can be hard to, if you get to the, even when you go to the platform, it can be hard to find us.
Yeah.
They do make it hard to find us.
Yes. So you go to davidknight.news to find the direct link. Subscribestar.com/The David Knight Show is a great way to support us. And we put up links to the show every day there so you can have it in your preferred method. And I also put up the links to all the articles covered, and I try to make sure that happens daily, but they do go up. So subscribestar.com/The David Knight Show. Getting a little bit of mush mouth. And I want to remind you that at homesteadproducts.shop, they are having a sale on their freeze dried scrambled eggs. They're kept in Mylar packaging. They can last up to 25 years when properly stored. They're a great camping and survival food. And of course, I recommend also getting their medium hot sauce. It's delicious. It goes well on everything I've tried it on. I bet it goes great on scrambled eggs. Get yourself some of that, and you'll really be eating good when things are when things are a problem. That's so, right. homesteadproducts.shop. Sale.
Yeah, it's a lot easier and cleaner than having your own chickens.
Yes. You probably should get some of those as well.
But, yeah, eggs are such a good source of just nutrition in general, not just protein.
Yeah. Great. So check out homesteadproducts.shop. You can use promo code Knight for 10% off any product in the store, but they are currently running a sale on their freeze-dried scrambled eggs. It's high quality. They come from free-range chickens, not just cage-free, free-range. There's a big difference. So go check them out, get yourself some, and start stockpiling in case of emergency or just in case you want to go camping. It's a great thing to have. So homesteadproducts.shop and promo code Knight for 10% off. And while Salente will not be joining us today, you can go to trendsjournal.com and use promo code Knight for 10% off TrendsJournal as well.
Yes.
And I also got some comments here. JerseyBoy89, thank you very much, says, "Hello, David. Do you know someone who knows a cure for people who took the COVID vaccine and its boosters? I think Dr. Mercola wrote an article about it a year or two ago, turning it off. And he also wants to know, what's the abortion cartoon called, please?"
Okay, so I don't know of a cure for the COVID vaccine. I do know that since one of the main things that it begins with you know, the main ways that it attacks people with the blood clots as well as with inflammation. And so a lot of things that are good for inflammation, which we all should be taking anyway, would be in line there. In terms of the blood clots, one of the things that I take for thinning my blood, I didn't want to take, because I have AFib, that can create blood clots. And so the go-to response by the established medicine is to prescribe a Pfizer drug called Eliquis. It's one of the most frequently prescribed drugs that are out there. And I don't want to take that. It's very expensive. Plus, it's Pfizer, and it's got a lot of really bad adverse effects to it. And so I had people recommend to me, there's a couple of different things. One of them is from China, Chinese medicine. The other one is out of Japan. Lumbroconase is one that I take. That's out of China. That was basically an enzyme that they found that Chinese medicine has been using for a long time. It was an enzyme that they isolated from earthworms. They would basically give them earthworms as a blood thinner, but they isolated the aspect of it was as an enzyme. And so you can take lumbroconase for that. And then there is another one that is similar in name, but it's different. And it's from Japan, and I don't remember what that's called. I can't remember what that is. But anyway, look that up. I would recommend those. There's some other things out there that will help you in terms of keeping the blood moving and that type of thing. So something that, you know, look at something regarding blood clots, but stay away from the pharmaceutical stuff. And then also take a look at, there's a lot of natural things that you can take that are anti-inflammatory. But that's the best I can do. I'm sorry. And then in terms of the abortion cartoon, I think you're talking about that animated film that was narrated. And it was a story, the account of what a technician who was an ultrasound technician saw. He wasn't expecting to be assisting in an abortion. And he was called in and was horrified at what he saw. And they did that as a cartoon. They narrated that and then showed what he was describing in the cartoon. Very, very powerful. And I believe that it's called The Procedure, as best I can remember. I think that's what it's called.
That sounds right to me, yeah.
It's Kevin Sorbo who narrated it. So maybe you can find it by his name if I got the name wrong. But I think it's called The Procedure. I've shown that several times, and it is extremely powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very upsetting. Very mm-hmm. upsetting. Junk Silver. Thank you very much, Junk Silver. Really do appreciate it. He says, I stole this from the pile of Big Pharma ad revenue over at CNN. Well, that's right. You can just sneak in there and snatch a few dollars off the pile. They won't miss it.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Junk Silver. Hope you're doing well. Bulldog, get real. This is going to get real ugly when hangry people are looting from food tomorrow. Yeah. That's right.
Well, I agree. I'm not downplaying that. I think that's the intention of Trump. You know, just like when you look at the immigration stuff, right? I want to have the people who are illegally taken out. But understand that this is although it is against the law and although they should be deported, this is a misdemeanor. And to send the police around and to get in people's faces and to, slam their cars into other cars and to say that you can't protest us and...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
You ain't heard heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Unleash tear gas against people when they're having a parade. All of these things are over the top. And even though I agree with the end goal, I disagree with the means. And I think that what they're doing with this whole situation with SNAP, the Trump Department, the U.S. Department of Agriculture that has the funds, could release these from an emergency. But they're saying we're not going to release them because this is not an emergency. And so I think... You are going to have some conflict there. I think really that is going to happen. I don't think these people are entitled to it. I think their attitude is wrong. But this is something that they have put people in this situation. They have trained them to be, and they've been conditioned for this. And just like we're talking about, you don't like the way the global supply chains are. Well, you can't change them overnight. And when you just change all the global supply chains just like that, you're going to create all kinds of problems. And I think they're not unintentional. I think it is intentional. I think Trump is the guy that they put in place to do the Great Reset, to take things down. Look at 2020. He kicked all this stuff off. He led it. He's not anti-globalist. He's leading the globalist agenda to take everything down. And so I think this is just another aspect of it. I really do.
Yeah. I've got a comment here from Christian Constitutional Conservative says, David, can you post the medications and health recommendations that we're talking about on your Substack recap? So,
yeah, I'll try to find the Japanese one as well. I'll do a search for that.
One person in chat said it might be natokinase.
That's it. Thank you so much. Natokinase and lumbrokinase. Like I said, they sound a little bit alike, and they are similar to each other. But those are more natural ingredients that are there.
Yeah. And so,
aren't you also taking some sort of beet supplement thing?
Yeah. One thing I found that lowers my blood pressure more than any other thing that I think is still a natural thing is nitric oxide, and there's another supplement with it, and it's from a place that's called N101, and I found this because I was looking for stuff about blood pressure, and the guy who put this together has been researching the connection between nitric oxide and blood pressure since the 90s. He's one of the leading researchers on it. He's got his own company where he's selling these supplements, and they're not cheap, but it's the only thing that I've taken that gets my blood pressure down. And it got my blood pressure down to normal because I've also got an issue with an aneurysm that I'm not going to have surgery on, so I've got to find some way to keep this thing from ballooning out even more than it is. So I would also recommend that, although I don't know that that directly goes to the COVID vaccines. The COVID vaccines, first thing we saw was blood clots, and then we saw the inflammation issues where it attacked the heart with myocarditis and pericarditis and things like that. So, again, focus on inflammation, focus on thinning the blood, and that's the only advice I could give you. I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on TV.
But we'll try and make sure that the list gets put onto Substack today. So yes, we'll compile it and put it up there. But of course, this is not medical advice. We would never advise you on medicine.
Yeah, I just tell you the blood thinning medications that are out there besides the pharmaceutical stuff, they're much, much, much cheaper. And even if you've got insurance, far, far cheaper. And I had a cardiologist who said that he had somebody who was on it and it was costing them like $1,000 a month or something for Eliquis. For the most part, it's older people who are on it who have Medicaid supplement that helps to pay for some of it. But if you got to pay for all of it, it's unbelievably expensive because, again, it's Pfizer. What do you expect?
More profits are needed. High Boost says that Ashcam for me would be incriminating evidence, so I'll pass. That's right. You don't want to.
I have turned off the function on my dash cam that shows what the speed is. So it's mainly used for situations where they say you didn't stop long enough at a stop sign or that you ran a red light when you went through under yellow.
If only
you yellow could, means to speed up.
If only I had the speed turned on, you could see I wasn't exceeding the speed limit, but I don't have that turned on. So
right.
Sadly, it's my word against yours. North American House Hippo says cops love going to court. They get overtime.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the UK in terms of the Epstein contamination. And this is something that, boy, I tell you, the international press, especially in the UK, is just all over the fact that Andrew has lost his Duke title. So he can no longer be referred to as the same title that John Wayne had. And he is no longer a prince. He is now the man formerly known as Prince. We've got two people in the royal family formerly known as Prince now. And so they're taking the royal purple away from these guys who used to be Prince.
How will they survive?
And so when you look at this, the royal family, part of it is the fact that Virginia Guthrie's book has just come out posthumously, and it has brought up this whole issue again. But he is a tremendous albatross around the neck of the royal family, and they have to be concerned about this because there's a lot of people who would like to see that whole institution go away because of the amount of money that they make and the special privilege that they have. Nevertheless, I think it's interesting to the fact that the Trump people and the GOP are really not aware of just how damaging this whole Epstein thing is. They are embracing this, covering up for the people who were with Jeffrey Epstein. And as a result, they're owning it. So you've got the royal family that is pushing away as hard as they can and ditching one member of the royal family completely and stripping his titles. He'd already said, I'm going to give up some of these other titles that he had. But they took the key ones from him. They're kicking him out of the home that he was in. And their big response was to say that we stand with the victims. Well, clearly, Trump and the Republican Party are not standing with the victims. They're standing with the perps who did all this stuff. And you have Thomas Massie talking about that, as a matter of fact. Let's see. Yeah, here he is right here.
There's two reasons he's flipped.
On Epstein.
One, his rich and powerful friends who've donated to him or go to his dinner parties. Like, he doesn't want to embarrass them. And they may, in fact, not even be guilty of a crime.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
They may just be very embarrassed that they were having extramarital sex, you know, with these women, for instance. So that's one thing. But I think there's also the intelligence aspect of this that goes even deeper. Maybe Trump is on one plane and he's thinking, I can't embarrass my friends. But there may be people in the administration who are career people, mm-hmm. who are thinking on another plane. They're like, well, let's convince Trump he's going to embarrass his friends, when in reality what we're trying to do is protect our sources and methods, which may involve sex trafficking.
Yeah.
And we don't want to embarrass our partner, Israel, in this time when the popularity for their war or support for their war is at an all-time low. And now we're going to find out that their defense minister, Ehud Barak, you know, met with, was documented with Jeffrey Epstein 36 times, probably even while he was defense minister. He had previously been prime minister. I don't know that he knew Epstein during that period. I'm not sure how much of those dates overlap, but there are reasons that they want to protect them. There are reasons he's flipped. And I don't think his children or J.D. Vance or even Pam Bondi or Kash Patel were read into all that when they originally said all of this stuff should be released. I mean, if it's a hoax, what were those binders that Pam Bondi gave out? Was she just fueling a hoax?
He's exactly right. And of course, when you look at Andrew, he's stripped of his prince title. He has to leave the Royal Lodge. He had a 31-room mansion, the Royal Lodge. He's being kicked out of that. And he's being formally removed from any connection to the royal family. And when you go back and look at the timeline of what got him in trouble, what was it that Andrew did? He had a single encounter, really, with one underage woman. Not to mention, you know, what Trump has been involved in. As a matter of fact, the Wolf Man, Michael Wolf, came out with a statement. I played for you the other, I'll play it again here in a second, about the connection, the long connection between Trump and Epstein and what broke that up. But he also said that he has seen several pictures that have not been made public, and he's seen them on multiple occasions that was shown to him by Jeffrey Epstein. And Trump had underage girls who were topless sitting on his lap and other things like that. So there is some real damning evidence there. But just take a look at what Andrew did versus what Trump did. In 1999, Andrew was introduced to Jeffrey Epstein through Ghislaine Maxwell. And Epstein is invited to Balmoral Castle. A year later, the Duke, the former Duke, I should say, the man formerly known as Prince, joined Epstein and Maxwell at Trump's Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago. And then he had Epstein as a guest at Windsor Castle. Then the following year, 2001, was Virginia Roberts Guthrie, then 17, claims that Epstein trafficked her to London, where there were sexual relations with Andrew at Ghislaine Maxwell's flat. And you can see that picture that has been shown all the time with Andrew standing there next to Virginia Guthrie. And in the background is Ghislaine Maxwell. Now just imagine what's going to happen when Trump pardons Ghislaine Maxwell. And I think that he will. I really do think, I think he's that tone deaf. And I think he's that arrogant to think that he can do whatever he wishes and MAGA will still support him. And I think to a large degree he's right.
I think he might not have a choice. I think
that's true.
She might have enough on him that she could force him to give her a pardon.
That's true. So imagine when that happens. I think a lot of this stuff about P. Diddy and George Santos, these pardons that are happening, I think he's preparing the public for what's coming down the road, and that is the pardon of Ghislaine Maxwell. You know, if you pardon somebody like P. Diddy, it's just, he can say, well, yeah, that's just what I do. I'm just a generous guy. I hate to see people in jail. So, he also made a mistake by denying, this is, the man formerly known as Prince, who's now known as Andrew. He made a massive mistake by denying that he'd ever met Virginia Guthrie. Do you think that Trump is going down this road as well by saying that it's a hoax? At the same time that he was the informant, at the same time that his little puppet, Mike Johnson, said that he was an informant. It made him look ridiculous. His past has caught up with him in the most astonishing way. I thought he would be forced out of the Royal Lodge, but to take away his prince title is extraordinary, said one observer of the royal family. The king and William obviously decided enough was enough. This had to be dealt with once and for all before William became king. They don't want this cloud hanging over them. Maybe the GOP should think about that as well. The former Duke of York had always denied any wrongdoing. He maintains that he never met Virginia, and yet we have that picture. And then, despite giving her, or somebody, I don't know if she got it or somebody else did, 12 million pounds, he says that he never met her, and even though he paid millions of dollars to settle a civil sexual assault case with her in 2022, he claims he never met her. But just out of the kindness of his heart, he gave 12 million pounds to her, right? And never met her, but there's the picture that is there. So King Charles has stripped him of his remaining titles in a terse statement saying our sympathies will remain with the victims of abuse. Again, there is no sympathy, by the way, from Prince Charles for the victims of his mass migration policies. There's no sympathy from these people for what has been done during the COVID lockdowns and vaccination campaigns. There's no sympathy for the attacks on free speech and religion, which are also happening now in Britain. As one person said, Britain no longer believes in free speech for Christians. Christians in Britain do not enjoy free speech, according to Felix Ngole, a social worker who is appealing a court ruling that found that he was not discriminated against when he missed out on a job because of his traditional Christian views on LGBT issues. This is a guy who's not Church of England liberal. This is a guy.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Who immigrated to the country, and he is originally from, let's see, it's in here, Cameroon, okay? So he's a black guy who came from Cameroon, and he's a serious Christian. He's not Church of England that has Prince Charles as its head and has just newly appointed the first female Archbishop of Canterbury.
Henry VIII would not stand for that.
We finally found the one thing that can make them not give new immigrants to the country preferential treatment. It's if they're actually Christians.
That's right. So he had been hired for a job, and then they looked on Facebook, and they found that he had posted things about his Christian belief about homosexuality and what real marriage was, saying that homosexual same-sex marriage was a sin. And so then they fired him. So he sued them, and the ruling now has ultimately set a dangerous precedent. It gives employers the freedom to block Christians and anyone who doesn't promote LGBTQ ideology. You can block them from employment. He said, if we get to the point where if you don't celebrate and support LGBT ideology, you can't have a job, then every Christian out there who doesn't have a future. You can study as much as you like, but you'll never have a chance. The UK is no longer the country that I heard about all those years ago when fleeing Cameroon. The UK then was a bastion of free speech and expression, but again, no more, because it has been supplanted by a new religion, a religion of intolerance. And so, this is all happening as we see the London police now demanding, as I showed you that video earlier, of the man who had already been stabbed, and I think there is a video out there of him being stabbed, but it's not necessary for us to see that. He was stabbed to death, but he was stabbed 15 times. A 49-year-old man who was simply walking his dog down the street. And the security footage shows the officers chasing the, again, they call him a suspect. Why do we do that? Well, because until somebody has a trial and is found guilty with due process, you still refer to them as a suspect. That's why what Trump is doing is so dangerous and egregious when he is murdering people, blowing the boats out of the water. Anyway, the suspect is a 22-year-old Afghan male who snuck into England in the back of a cargo truck in 2020. He was granted asylum in the UK 2 years later. The Metropolitan Police are now cautioning citizens against sharing the video online. So we don't want people to know what is actually happening in our country. Elon Musk weighed in on the horrific killings, saying enough is enough. The deceased man, again, was a local garbage collector who walked his dog every evening in the neighborhood, stabbed and killed 15 times by this Afghan who came into the country. Well, we're going to take a break, and before we come back, before we take a break, why don't you go over some of the comments?
That's Christ. Right. Columbo 27, thank you very much. We really do appreciate it. It says, in Christ. Love the show. Well, thank you, Columbo.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Oracle of Truth, thank you as well. Says, no tricks, just treats. We appreciate it. We appreciate it very much. Guard Goldsmith, by the way, did you all ever read about why ABC canceled Police Squad? They said, seriously, it was too intelligent and people wouldn't understand the humor. Stop calling me Shirley.
That was, but wait a minute, that his name isn't playing. Shirley.
Not naked. WV Simple Man, people are going to be rushing grocery stores. Let's fire off some nukes. Yeah, yeah. No, nothing to say. Don't panic.
Yeah.
Just remain calm. We're cutting off your benefits. You're going to starve. By the way, here's some nuclear testing.
Yeah. Hey, watch this. Yeah. It's always distraction. He is the master of distraction and red herrings, isn't he?
We're going to cut off your food. You're not going to be able to eat. We're going to be shooting off nukes. It's going to be great. Great time.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back.
Thank you. defending the American dream.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I was working on the news late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For the monsters had rehearsed, to my surprise, the tactics to inject what they'd devised.
It was a jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
You're the mask.
I caught on in a flash.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
Whoa.
From the DARPA labs in the Castle East.
Whoa.
To the FDA, where the pharma vampires feast.
Whoa.
The ghouls rehearsed before 911.
Whoa.
How to poison us, which is what they've done.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
The monster spike.
He'll put you on a slab.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab. Big Pharma was having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Fauci, Trump, then Biden.
Whoa.
The scene was a lockdown. All were fearing the news.
Whoa.
Supply chains were broken. We were singing the blues.
Whoa.
The coffins, they told us, were about to arrive.
Whoa.
You can see it all on Channel 5.
It was the jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
You're the mask.
It'll put you on a slab.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
Whoa.
From the Oval Office, his voice did ring.
Whoa.
Hospital cash registers went a-ching.
Whoa.
When people caught on to keep on the lid, they said, whatever happened to the Wuhan lab?
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
The monster spike.
He'll put you on a slab.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
Whoa.
Now everything's cool. Lab leaks are part of the plan.
Whoa.
Their alibi echoes throughout the land.
Whoa.
For you, the living, they'll try it again.
Whoa.
When they get to your door, tell them pharma no more.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
The monster spike.
It'll put you on a slab.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
Max.
Whether you're feeling like the blues or bluegrass, APS Radio has you covered. Check out a wide variety of channels on our app at APSradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. We got more comments. Jersey Boy 89, thank you again. asks, were most of the COVID vaccines that people got fake? And, of course, he's referencing the fact that some had, I believe, different amounts of things in them, and it's hard to say.
Yeah, there was a huge difference. They went back, and this is research that was done by Naomi Wolf. And they went back, and they looked at the different batches. Remember, that the plan from the government was back in August of 2020 that they wanted to track all your personal information, name, address, Social Security, all that kind of stuff to identify you. But they also wanted the batch number of the vaccine that you got. And I said, that's a real warning thing. But there was also another warning in there, because on that form that the health people were to use, there was a box to be checked if you refused the vaccine. I said, they're going to use that against people as well. But they were tracking the batches. They wanted to keep track of that. And I believe the whole thing was an experiment, because they went back, and I forget what the multiple was, but it was something like 30 times the difference between the, in terms of active ingredients, from the least to the most. And when Naomi Wolf went back and looked at these batches, they found that the higher batches were the ones that were, everybody was having some adverse reaction, like dying or serious health effects. You know, when you look at any medication, a part of the testing is to test the dosage. You know, if you had a real medicine, if you have too little dosage, it doesn't work. If you got too much, it's going to kill you. I mean, even too much water can kill you. And this is an excuse that they always use. The reality is that the dosage was a part of the test. This whole thing was a big test. It was a test of us behaviorally, psychologically, but it was also a test of the mRNA and how much they needed to kill people, and how much they could give people to keep it under the radar and make it a long-term health threat, I believe.
Yeah. He also wants to know about books that are not in the Bible. Do you believe them? Are they true? Books of Jasher, Enoch, Jubilee, and the War Scrolls. Says, sorry for the million questions. And Alex Jones lied about Bill Cooper.
Yeah, that's true as well. But if you go back and look at what books are in the Bible, understand that there wasn't some council that just made an arbitrary thing and say, this we're going to say. They went back and they looked at what had been commonly passed around for centuries, and they made the determination based on that. And so there was some debate about some of the things that were included, but for the most part, they went with what had been generally accepted by everyone as having been traditional, and people who had first-hand or second-hand knowledge of these books that were there. That was the way it was put together. Even to the extent that the text that was used for the early translations for the King James and others around that time, like the Tyndale Bible, it was called the Textus Receptus. In other words, the received text. It wasn't mandated by council. This was the text that everybody had always received as being the actual writings of apostles and others who were there at the time. And so a lot of these things that have come up that have been put in, like some of the books that you referenced there, these are things that were not generally tied into it. And so, you know, there's always that issue there. But you can kind of look at those texts and you can kind of see that they're a little bit in a different perspective. You know, one of the things when I read the Bible that really sticks out to me is the fact that it's not written typically in a way that we would write things. What's the first thing that somebody does as a human writer? You typically go in and you describe the appearance of the different characters, right? You go into a great deal about the environment that's there. You describe everything. You build a picture of the person, what they look like, what their backstory was, and the surroundings there. God looks at the heart, and he doesn't really talk about that kind of stuff. We have very little description of the physical appearance of people throughout the Bible. We're told that Saul was tall. We're told that David was good looking and he was ruddy, whatever that means. Did he have red hair? We don't know. But, you look at, there's very little description. There's no physical description of most of the people in the Bible whatsoever. That's not what a person would do. They always begin with a description of that. And so when you look at some of these other books that are there, as I start to read them, I start to see things that look like they were written by human rather than by God. You know, so that's just my own personal thing. Again, it is a tradition as to what was generally accepted and understood by a large number of people from the beginning as to what were legitimate books that were there. And I also believe that God can not only inspire, but he can preserve the text that he wants.
Yeah, that's always been my thing, is people get into these arguments of, like, well, so many people have gotten their hands on the Bible, and it's been retranslated a million different times. You really believe that it still contains the message? Like, yes, I do believe the all-powerful God of everything is more than capable of maintaining his message throughout translation.
Yeah, so, everything that you look at in the world, I mean, we're talking about chirality the other day, but I mean, you know, sexual reproduction, or the fact that all animals are bilaterally symmetrical. You know, we cut us down the middle. It's the same of us. Why would that be the case if we were products of random chance and mutation? None of that makes any sense. You couldn't have sexual reproduction. You wouldn't have bilateral symmetry. All these other things. And that's just the beginning of it. Then you start getting into the things that have been unraveled and recently in terms of science, like DNA and other things like that. There has to be an intelligence that is there, an intelligent design that is there. And then the question is, why wouldn't that intelligent design communicate to us?
Mm.
And did he communicate to us through the Bible?
I know I bring up Chesterton a lot, but I promise this is actually tied in to talking about bilateral symmetry. He has a really great part in Orthodoxy where he talks about if there was some man on the moon, an alien, that were to be observing, you know, human race, he would soon come to the conclusion that a man is two men, the one on the left exactly mirroring the one on the right. And he would go about this catalog and he would say, he's got an arm on the left and an arm on the right. He's got an eye on the left and an eye on the right. And just when he was lulled into a false sense of security, he would assume, well, he's got a heart on the left, therefore he must have a heart on the right side. And that's where he would go astray. And Chesterton points out that
when it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bible not only points out the fact, the obvious truths, but the hidden truths that a man only has the heart on his left. Yeah. And no matter how many other people say, you know, anything else, the Bible stands firm on it and says, no, the hidden truth is real, whether you see it or agree with it or not. Okay. So I think I mentioned this before, but the Bible is, you know, it's obvious and intuitive about things where it should be obvious and intuitive. And then it's imparcible and ununderstandable about things that are obviously imparcible and understandable. The nature of God. We're all finite beings, and he is an infinite being. How could you hope to understand that? Could you drink an infinite amount of water? No, because you're a finite being. Mm-hmm. How could you hope to understand an infinite God and his nature and the things surrounding that? So again, like I've said before, you know, all these other man-made religions, all the gods are very, very humanish. Zeus has all the same foibles that a rich, powerful man has.
They're created in the image of man.
And so to me, it's just, that's something very, very special and unique about Christianity. And you can pretty easily see that when comparing it. So we've got more comments. Beowulf, or maybe it's Beowulf. Thank you very much. Bwolf07 says, let's fill up the tank. Love the show. I've been watching since the days of InfoWars. And DK, as always, seemed to have a clear view of what's going on. I agree. Even back further than that. Alex is bought and paid for. Now, when did that change? From my perspective, it really changed with the 2016 election.
That's what it all came out. You know, prior to that, he had been against the police state. He'd been against these foreign wars and everything. Now look at where he is. He's this last weekend, he had a program where he and Patrick Byrne, the billionaire from Overstock, they created Overstock, you know, they're cheering this Venezuelan war. And Alex used to not be like that. Of course, he doesn't have a problem with Trump enacting a police state. And when you look at the kinds of things that Trump is doing, the fact that they are doing a lot of training of the military for cities and things like that, and they know that they're creating this kind of conflict because you've got people from the Trump administration saying, we're worried that people are going to violently attack us. And so they're moving on to military bases in order so they can have safe protection for their own, for themselves. They know that they're creating this type of thing. It's deliberate. Alex knows that too, and there's no question about it.
Yeah, and I personally think it really only happened in the second election term. Like, everything was mostly fine. Like, you know, I disagreed with him on some things, but you disagree with everyone on some things. There was nothing I saw up until the vaccine pushing that made me go, whoa.
Well, it became incredibly partisan with the 2016 election.
And then when you look at
2020, it was just a complete betrayal of everything that he had ever done.
Yeah, Stop the Steal and the vaccine pushing was where I immediately looked at it as like, this is insane. Before the Stop the Steal, if my Twitter account still existed, you could go back and look and see that I tweeted something along the lines of, like, did we learn nothing from Charlottesville? These large events are always used to demonize and frame the right. They fill it up with these bad actors, whether it's, you know, Antifa or the FBI or the CIA. It makes it incredibly easy when you have a massive group to sneak people in. You're not going to know everyone. You don't know who these people are. You can't be certain.
Agent provocateurs, it's an obvious thing.
And with a large enough crowd, you simply cannot keep tabs on and manage all these people. It makes it incredibly easy for them.
It's far worse than having somebody who's dressed as a clown. You know, you get associated with any of these things. Like I said, you know, somebody, you know, all these people passing out these I'm with Antifa t-shirts and everything. They may mean one thing by that, but it's going to be used, obviously, in a different way. I mean, they look at that and say, well, you know, I don't think that Antifa is even an organization, and so you're going to say that they're terrorists. That means that you can identify anybody as a terrorist. So then they put on the label that they had, and I think that was a foolish thing to do. If they do not know what Antifa is, they need to figure it out and not say they're Antifa. But I also agree with them that the president should not have the ability to label an institution as a terrorist organization and punish them. We've seen that happening in Germany with AfD, for example. Let's get some of the questions. We're about out of time.
Raddest Bro says, well, to be fair, 98% of Congress would fail an IQ or cognitive test.
Could they put that square peg in the round hole, or would they be able to figure out where it goes?
Pezzonovante, 1776, they should have given Trump a test on the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, he would fail that just like AOC and Crockett would.
Mm-hmm. Raddus Bro says he's literally describing the Idiocracy IQ test. LOL. Yeah.
I thought that was amazing. Yeah. First, there's the easy part, you know, like elephants and tigers and everything. It's like, what in the world are they telling? Do they really think that he's that far gone? That's the other question. It's like,
out of it that you brag about it, that you can't tell this is something that you keep to yourself. Like, okay.
Yeah, we're in Biden territory here. Yeah.
They gave me the easy one. They're ashamed of me. Better not talk about this.
Yeah.
Shelly A, here comes the nuke fear porn. Hide under your desk, kids. That's right. We've got a desk here, so we'll be safe. Solo Cat 1980, natokinase, or repair gold enzymes and other enzymes taken between meals can help fight the effects of the clot shot. So write that down.
Yeah.
Check it out for yourself. Natokinase and golden enzymes. Ben Laden Bernanke, life expectancy in America has been slowly creeping downward since 2003. The 100-year-olds, big media parades, and TV is a cover for the baby boomers and Gen Xers dying off at a rapid rate. Well, they have pumped baby boomers and Gen Xers full of different medications and all kinds of poisons over the years. It's no surprise that people are dying.
Specifically targeted them for all this COVID nonsense.
Yeah, I know I've said this before, but I know a lot of people have problems with the boomers. The boomers, every generation has their own foibles. The boomers were the first generation to get hit with the 24/7 always on TV news cycle. No generation has been brainwashed and had their mind messed with to that extent before. the boomers were the, you know, the beta project of this. What we're receiving now, the boomers got it, and there wasn't anyone that was looking at this with the benefit of hindsight going, this is bad. We're able to look at it and go, yeah, man, they screwed us over. But we're able to look at it with the benefit of hindsight. Like I said, hindsight's 20/20.
Wait a minute. I'm a boomer. I resemble that remark. I'm sorry. <but.
laughs> I'm just saying, like, people have, like, they get very mad at boomers. But because they sit there with the benefit of, oh, like, I can go on social media and I can find these dissident voices that'll tell me things that are actually true. Boomers really didn't have the benefit of that. And Guard Goldsmith, final comment. The king might want to think about his own association with Jimmy Savile. What a disgusting pair of brothers, those Windsors.
Yes. And, of course, all this pretend about Epstein helps to inoculate him against that, perhaps. So, all right. Thank you for joining us. Have a good weekend. We'll see
and
you on
And a happy hopefully. Halloween.
In the news late one night, for my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For the monsters had rehearsed, to my surprise, the tactics to inject what they'd devised.
It was a jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
No mask.
I caught on in a flash.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
Whoa.
For the DARPA labs and the Castle East. To the FDA, where the pharma vampires feast.
Whoa.
The ghouls rehearse before 911 how to poison us, which is what they've done.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
The monster spike.
He'll put you on a slab.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab. Big Pharma was having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Fauci, Trump, then Biden.
Whoa.
The scene was a lockdown. All were fearing the news.
Whoa.
Supply chains were broken. We were singing the blues.
Whoa.
The coffins, they told us, were about to arrive.
Whoa.
You can see it all on Channel 5.
It was the jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
Wear the mask.
It'll put you on a slab.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
Whoa.
From the Oval Office, his voice did ring.
Whoa.
Hospital cash registers went a-ching.
Whoa.
When people caught on to keep on the lid, they
Whoa.
Said, whatever happened to the Wuhan lab?
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
The monster spike.
He'll put you on a slab.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
Whoa.
Now everything's cool. Lab leaks are part of the plan.
Whoa.
Their alibi echoes throughout the land.
Whoa.
For you, the living, they'll try it again.
Whoa.
When they get to your door, tell them pharma no more.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
The monster spike.
It'll put you on a slab.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
Mask. You mask.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
You
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.